It is Tuesday, May 9th, and it's our first show from the studio in the basement of my house.
I said, give me a hell yeah!
And I have a soundboard, so this show is about to get really interesting. Let's go.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. He was a high school All-American, a college All-American. He was All-Pro in the NFL. But the thing that he's most proud of is during his show in Muncie, Indiana, he made a woman in the crowd laugh so hard she shit her pants. Ladies and gentlemen, Pat McAfee!
Big day, big day, big day. Coming to you live from a studio in the basement of my house that was just created. We're having a good time. Life is good. That was a quick exit because I am now in control of the sounds. I have a soundboard, which will be, I think, to everybody's delight as this show continues to unwind. As usual, I have a great group of humans around me, a bunch of attractive males. At Tactical Diggs, at Nick Maraldo, at Todd McComas, and on the ones and twos now. Not even sure if his microphone's on. It might be. It might not be. It's not. Good. Don't even have to mention it.
But we're afraid to touch it.
I think it's better if he just yells from off in the distance if he has a point to get across.
Vibs. Jeffrey Vibbert, the host of Things You Missed, which you can find on Barstool Heartland's Facebook account, Instagram, and Twitter. Is now on the ones and twos. He has taken over for Hoff, who is a full-time employee of the Bob and Tom Show. We have moved out of their studio. We are now doing our own thing, mostly because we want to record earlier in the morning. And Bob and Tom's the number one morning show on earth, so we can't get in there. So now we got Vibs, who's a full-time member of our team, running the board. He does not have a microphone, though. So, Vibs, how's it going?
Going well.
Good. I think below well would be the right answer. It's pretty average. Now, we are coming to you from my house, and there is a 100% chance that the house I currently live in is definitely haunted. And I have kept this to myself until today, whenever you guys were forced to be here. You guys have come over, you've had good times, but you've never actually sat in a room in my house. Last night I was sleeping, and at about 3 a.m., all the lights in my house turned on.
Wow.
Out of nowhere. Bang, bang, bang. All on. Still can't turn one off. Button to turn it off, still can't turn it off. Have no idea what's going on. Full freak out.
Well, that just sounds like faulty wiring, but
never in a million years has this happened. Then there's a light in this theater that we're recording in that we turn into a studio. That thing turns on and off at no rate. Like, it's just whenever the fuck it wants to.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. Was it just this room or is it the entire house?
Because entire house.
I've been in this house before a couple times. Specifically in this room, though, is where the weird stuff has been happening.
Yeah, you just said you saw something.
Yeah. Something fluttered by. Diggs heard it. I saw it.
It was higher than my headphones.
Which is usually when you hear electronics pick up paranormal activity.
Yeah.
Pretty well.
What, the EVPs?
Yeah.
What are they called? So we're all in that we are currently recording live from a fucking haunted studio.
It's going to happen all the time.
I am a big...
You have got to be kidding.
What was the first thing you said? Don't overdo it on the sounds.
Don't overdo it on the sounds, guys. We don't want to sound like a corny...
Morning show.
Morning show. A corny morning show. But seriously, how are you not supposed to? When you got this... That's an option right in front of me right now. What am I supposed to do? There's so many options. We got two different freaking things. Hold on. I got another one for you.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
Oh, that's from Ghostbusters. That's so fitting.
I mean, it says right there, Ghostbusters. That's what we kind of are.
I would like to try something right now.
In your home and you're pissing your pants, you think there's people. I don't know the rest. Okay. But we got ghosts in this house.
Yeah. I want to try something right now.
Yep.
Spirit. If you're in this room with us right now and you're trying to communicate with us, please show us a sign.
Did you just play that over top of him speaking?
Well, he announced their name.
Okay, he said spirits. I wanted to follow up with Stone Cold asking them to give him a hell yeah, but he just kept on going.
Somewhere in Texas.
You got to deliver the message.
Right now, Stone Cold is sitting there, and in his head, he just heard a hell yeah.
Yeah, there's ghosts happening. So what did you say? You just did something out of a movie that... Go on. I'm sorry.
Every ghost hunting show. You have to ask the spirit to give you a sign that they're here. If they want to communicate with you, they have to give you a sign.
They've given us 40. Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of signs.
Yeah, here. I wanted to see if it would happen right now. But it didn't, so.
Can we be a sports comedy ghost hunting podcast?
I think so.
I think that's what we are.
We've already talked about that. We should do that.
Where's Aaron Hernandez? Is he here? Can you just call ghosts in?
He's swaying over there.
Look at him.
I'm waiting for that. I feel like we're on the set of Are You Afraid of the Dark? Is what we're at.
We got the lights set at a very dim because our cameraman didn't show up, which is awesome. Thanks to him. Just choosing not to come. It's fantastic.
Is a candle lit in here?
There's a candle lit.
Nice.
Yeah, we want to make it. Well, I got a puppy that just shits all over the house, and he certainly shit in here within the last 48 hours. So I had to change the pace up and put a whole fucking candle in here. I go through 14 bottles of Febreze a week with this guy, this little puppy named Midas.
You used to have some nice white carpeting upstairs.
Great. Now I got to get wood. I'm laminate. It. I got to get wood.
You definitely got to get wood.
Yeah, can't fix that white floor. Can't.
Yeah. It was big orange spots all over it.
It was almost majestic. The haunted fucking person that's floating around here built this house and died. They did a great job putting this shit together.
Yeah, sure. Now you're just going to hear this all the time.
Oh, yeah.
That's my puppy shitting on the wood floor. Fuck me. There's no winning.
It's easy to clean up.
Go with tile.
I want to send him to boot camp. I've told you guys about this.
Yeah.
I'm trying to send him off for like 6 months. I want him to be able to do awesome shit. Like the shit I see on internet videos that their dogs do, I want this dog to do. Because you guys don't know, this puppy came from a place called Majestic Manor, which has, do you remember the name? ENS? ENS training. It's like early something training. Since the 6 days of age, this puppy has been trained by Majestic Manor, which is up the price by $4,000 to $5,000 per puppy because they have them walk on all terrains. They have them listen to all sounds, yelling included. They have them eat a bunch of different food. And if you walk outside with them, he'll potty. That's the training system. That Majestic Manor hustled some person in an auction to pay $3,000 for this fucking puppy.
Did it pass? I thought it got kicked out or something.
This guy?
It was a discipline problem.
They would never let one of their good Majestic Manor puppies go to auction.
Sure.
If it was a good one. This is the worst one.
They were like, this one from the special eds.
Okay. Let's not take that big of a shot. That's my son. All right. That's still my son. He's not a good learner, though, so maybe he is LD. We're not sure. He could be LD. We have no idea. But my lady's friend bought it at the auction because she got drunk and was viewing the auction as a competition. That's what she said. And she won. They're like, 1,000. Yep. Yeah. 1,500. Another person. Well, 2,000. Yep. 2,500. Yep. And then she's like, well, that person's outbeating me. $3,000. She gets this. That guy plotted the puppy on her. $3,000. I get a text from her.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, my lady got a text that says, directly after this auction ended, she said, I need you to save my marriage. You have to buy this puppy. I just accidentally bought it at an auction. I didn't want a puppy. She said it was from Majestic Manor. I'm like, Majestic Manor? Maybe I do want a puppy. I said, will this thing be able to like bring me a beer out of the fridge?
Oh, that's what we were talking about. I showed you Shooter, Marky Mark's dog, bringing
beer out of the fridge. Mm-hmm. I want it to bring beer out of the fridge. I want it to take my laundry to the laundry basket. Mm-hmm. Will this dog be able to do that? She responds, absolutely. Pick this dog up. Thing has no idea how to shit outside. No clue. Shits inside, shits everywhere, pisses everywhere, does whatever it wants. It's a full scam.
She got totally played, too, by the auction plant that's sitting there running up the price.
Oh, the wall.
I would for sure get played by that person.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to one of these auctions?
No. Have you?
Yeah, I usually do the auctioning for the auctions.
Mm-hmm.
Todd and I actually got to do one 2 weeks ago. Yeah. I did another one, Chuck Strong Gala. Those things are interesting.
You're the auctioneer? You do the going once, going twice?
No, I usually have somebody else handle the numbers because that's the bad guy. I made Todd do that. So Todd's the bad guy. I made Todd do that because you're the guy asking for the money, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just kind of the...
Selling the item,
I'm like, basically. This is awesome. Are you serious? Like that type of stuff. Like at this one thing we went to, you could win a 7-day getaway in any city in Mexico. Do you remember that?
Yep.
They had Todd list off all the cities in Mexico that they could possibly... This is a 7-day trip, anyway, to you name it, every city in Mexico. It was a 20-minute ad read. It was like a 20-minute ad read.
It was.
And then I'm over there just chirping it up. But it's always, 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 if the wife wants it, the husband will buy it. Mm-hmm. If the wife doesn't want it, you're impossible to get the person. Mm-hmm. But what happens when it's your wife who's doing the bidding because she doesn't want to lose the auction? That's what happened with this fucking puppy I have now. And I love her and I love him, the husband and wife. Mm-hmm. And I kind of respect the fact she's so competitive. But this fucking puppy can't shit in my house. 5 to 6 more times, it's gone. 5 to 6 more shits, which might be by the end of the today.
End of the day, for sure.
Might be the end of the day, he's gone. Send him to boot camp. Yeah. I want him to learn. 6 months, too. 6 months. Go. Send him off to jail.
Sometimes you have
I
to.
I would.
A little tough love.
You guys are getting some pets.
Yeah. Oh. Can we talk about it? Let's talk about it.
I was trying to make a surprise, but I think we got to.
Nick and I are buying 2 sugar gliders.
Never heard of them. So they're.
Little fun facts. They're not fucking rodents, so don't call them rodents. They're marsupials, so they're basically a kangaroo koala mix.
They have a pouch.
They should have a pouch, babies. Yes.
All they have a pouch? Have a pouch.
Yep. All marsupials have a pouch. Mm-hmm.
Little joeys. You
can keep your cigarettes in there.
They keep their joeys
in
there.
What if we kept our...
Yep.
Kept your what? What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Hey, Vibs, easy on the ladder from behind. Okay, Vibs?
So...
What are you going to keep? You're going to keep your dope in there? Huh? Say nope to dope.
Nick came up with one of the names. We're still looking, so our fans can help.
Let's open it up to the listeners.
So it's a marsupial, so it's Australian.
It's Australian.
And it glides.
And it's like a squirrel costume.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yes.
Like, that's actually what it is.
These things are awesome.
Yeah. We posted a video of one coming off the top rope into a lady's hand, and Nick captioned it perfectly, coming for that booty like.
Yeah. If you follow the Barstool Heartland Instagram, you can go back and see what these things look like. They're phenomenal.
And you're buying 2 of them for your apartment, which is how big?
Big enough.
Why are we not just getting one?
Because we both...
They like friends.
And we both want one.
We researched this. We did our due diligence.
It'd be lonely if it's just one in a cage.
Who the fuck talk to these things? What if you get one that doesn't like friends?
They grow up in colonies. They're used to it.
The Nick of sugar gliders?
Yeah, what if it's Nick?
Todd. You enjoy that, Todd, didn't you?
What if it's a loner? What if it's a loner and you're just pissing him off?
Well, then he'll come hang out with me all day.
Who?
Well, no.
These guys are coming to the office, too.
So,
huh?
Oh, yeah.
If it ever gets built.
Uh-huh.
FCC thing.
So Nick came up with the name
health department
for his. Nick, do you want to tell him what the name
for
yours
is?
Okay,
so the first one is Steve Irwin.
Great name.
Yeah.
Okay. Great name. So Steve Irwin, legend.
We got Steve on lock. We need another one. So for the listeners out there, tweet me, tweet Diggs, tweet Pat, tweet Todd.
Don't tweet me.
Tweet Pat. We need to know. We need another name for the second show.
I think it should be a female name. I think it should be...
Steve Irwin and insert name
his
here.
Lovely wife, blah, 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 blah.
What is a famous Australian female? The lady who's with Tom Cruise
Nicole Kidman.
There's a lot of them.
Hold on, Nicole Kidman's with Keith Urban now?
Yeah.
And they're both Australian, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Redhead from Wedding Crashers?
Keith Urban. You have Steve Irwin and Keith Urban.
You might have to go with that.
I don't hate it.
Wow, guys.
Hey, save your tweets.
Yep, don't tweet us.
I don't know. There's a lot of names out there.
Yeah.
Heath Ledger, Mel Gibson. There's some crazy
Heath
people.
Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Could be Heath Ledger.
There's a documentary coming out on
Russell Crowe.
Hugh Jackman. I really wanted Hugh Flatman, too, but I couldn't sell digs on it.
They don't flap.
It's a little bit of a stretch, too.
Yeah.
Rewinding a little bit, Heath Ledger has a documentary coming out on Spike. Like, I guess he filmed his whole fucking life.
Hmm.
I found this out after watching the MTV Movie and TV Awards, which I am not proud of.
How were those?
Well, you know what? I watched it on Spike TV. The MTV Movie TV Award things is like Viacom flexing all their channels, just like Turner flexes whenever it's March Madness season. Mm-hmm. Whenever March Madness happens, you watch on all of Turner's channels.
Yeah.
Right? You're on like True TV, TNT, TBS, all these Turner. Right. And on Viacom, MTV Movie Awards are on all their channels, I think.
I saw that. It was on like TV Land.
Yeah.
I was like, this isn't the State of the Union address.
That's
like,
Viacom.
Why?
That's Viacom telling you this is what we fucking. It was probably on Comedy Central, too. That was them flexing on them.
I see that.
That's what they do, though. There's a night where they got to celebrate. That's their biggest thing. So they put on all their fucking channels. Was it on Comedy Central? Does anybody know?
I didn't notice.
Because who's Viacom? They own MTV. Comedy Central. They own that one you just talked about. They own fucking everything.
Yeah. They're huge.
Trevor Noah won Host of the Year over Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, really?
I saw that, and I like Trevor Noah, but I he turns me off because I feel like every time you see him, he has to remind you that he's South African.
We get it.
Like, yeah. That was the first thing he said when he
said
it.
We can hear that, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell.
Ellen DeGeneres, though. There's nobody that's flipped the fucking... Steve Harvey, maybe, should have won Best Host.
You're a big Steve Harvey guy.
I like his hustle, man.
But I don't know if you can beat Ellen.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Her show is just fucking awesome.
You ever watch that show? It goes Ellen DeGeneres straight into Dr. Phil. Goddamn, there's 2 hours for you.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I've never seen it once.
What? That's great TV. She's.
Is it on during the day? During the week?
3 and 4 o'clock here in Indiana.
I had a job, guys.
Yeah.
To me, she's the best one going right now. And she was my favorite comedian when she was going.
Back Ellen?
Yeah, she was hilarious.
I don't think I ever really saw her doing any stand-up.
She was great.
I saw her in her show. She had that show.
She had a sitcom, right? Yeah, for a while. Mm-hmm.
She's the best dressed, I was going to say,
pantsuits?
Dude, but it's dude clothing. It's dude clothing, so I didn't want to say it right, because I think Ellen's a beautiful lady, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she's got that ED line, which is Ellen DeGeneres, obviously. She's got a full Ed line. And it's like really, I would dress like Ellen DeGeneres if I could. I have no idea how to. The light just went off
Jesus
in there.
Christ.
I don't know if the ghost agrees with me or thinks that's a bad idea, but I wish I could dress like Ellen DeGeneres.
Let's assume that is not a positive response when the light goes off.
We need to name this thing, too. We'll think
negative
about that.
Response.
The ghost?
Aaron Hernandez. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Is this really? Are we really naming him? What are you talking about? Yeah. Who else has died that's terrible? No, but Ellen should have won that.
Yeah.
I was watching the show.
Definitely should have won.
And who's the dude from Workaholics that was hosting it? Looks like Bobby the Money
Adam
Guy.
Adam DeMamp.
Who?
Adam DeMamp. Is that who it was? I wasn't
watching. Is that his name?
It is Adam, yeah.
Adam. Him.
I can't remember his real name.
He's
last
funny.
Name.
He's funny in movies.
He pissed his pants in the middle of the show.
Isn't it DeMamp in real
it's
life?
It's Divine. DeMamp on the show.
Adam Devine is his name? Yeah, I don't know if he pissed his pants or if it was a rig, but Piss Dogs, pardon my take, should be real excited about that. He did the whole, the
Hey, bless you.
There's no cough button.
What that one eat, huh?
That's on me. Hey, that one's on me. We'll edit that out, right, Vibs?
Yep.
No, Vibs has no idea how to do that. But, he pissed his pants because he did. What's that scary movie that came out? Get Out?
Get Out.
Uh-huh.
Get Out. Is there a white girl in that? Or is that an all-black movie?
Yeah, it's Allison Williams.
Allison, yeah, that's her name. She. So he had a conversation with her, and then somehow he got into some deep. Have you seen Get Out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watched last week.
Where's the thing? Is there like a deep?
The sunken place, they called it.
There. Bang. So he goes into the sunken place in the middle of a monologue. He just goes into this tree, and then he sees some weird shit, and then he comes out of
it. Oh, yeah. That's the part I watched. It went into the whole Stranger Things bit. They did a whole Stranger Things skit.
Then
in the
he pissed
of the
his
show.
Pants, I think. Yeah. It was real weird. I had no idea what was going on.
It wasn't funny.
Nothing was. And, you know, I'm tired of award shows as people trying to do their little funny bits. Like Amy Schumer and Goldie Hawn did one at the MTV Awards.
Oh, because they have that movie coming out.
And Amy Schumer brought out a lawyer. She was attempting to get Goldie Hawn to sign papers to adopt her, which is kind of like a funny premise. But you have, 30 seconds right there? There's no way. That whole thing is played out.
Yeah.
Everybody being funny.
It's always corny.
I was creeped out. Goldie Hawn, it's like it's not bad plastic surgery, but she completely looks like a different person. Like she, did, if you look, go back.
I think I
10
only
years,
know post plastic surgery Goldie Hawn.
Yeah, if you look, you know her daughter. What's her name?
Hudson.
Yeah, I'm blanking. Oh. Right. Kate Hudson.
That's what Goldie Hawn looked.
Kate
right
Hudson's
one day.
Very.
They looked exactly alike, and now she looks like a totally different person. Creeps me out.
In Gold Rush, the one with Kevin Hart. Great ass. Great ass.
Yeah.
Who? Goldie Hawn?
No. Kate Hudson.
Oh, yeah. Kate Hudson.
If you put a lineup of women up there, I couldn't pick out Goldie Hawn. I have no idea who Goldie Hawn is.
Yeah, I me neither, really. I don't
and
think.
Even if you did know her when you saw the trailer for this movie, you wouldn't know. I didn't know it was her. I was like, who's that lady
there's
with
another
her?
Older, funny lady? Who's...
Yeah, I know.
That's funny as shit. The Vin Diesel, the Fate or Fast and Furious thing, won the Generation Award.
Mm-hmm. I should.
Tyson. What's his name? Tyson?
Tyrese.
Very attractive. Nice. He must be 5'4", though. He was standing behind Vin Diesel, and he looked like he was up to, like, his chest.
Well, Vin's 6'8", 6'9", at least.
Vin, The Rock?
Vin Diesel?
Who are you talking about? Vin Diesel?
He's, like, 6 foot.
Is he?
Yeah, if
that.
By the way, underrated Vin Diesel movies that want Find Me Guilty. Have you ever seen Find Me Guilty?
Seen that. Never even heard of it.
Great movie. He represents himself in court. He's a gangster. And basically the entire mob goes down and it's a good movie.
Really?
Find Me Guilty. He has hair in it. He has hair in the movie.
What?
Yeah. It's a, nice. He's a mobster and he represents himself in court. It's funny. It's good. It's a true story, I guess. I don't know. But anyways, Vin Diesel had Tyrese there, attractive Tyrese. The he's a good-looking dude. Yeah, he's short as fuck, though. Yeah. I don't. How are those actors and rappers so small?
Exactly. Every actor you see, like, you're like, oh, that guy's shoot. Like, Sylvester Stallone's like 5'5".
How are they like so small, then? Yeah.
Camera adds 10 pounds and 6 inches.
Yeah, but, like, they look good. Like, there's no, like, misproportion.
I know.
They're not little people. That's on me. But you know what I mean? They're all so small, and they all look... They all play that role.
It's angles. It's who you stand next to. It's all of that.
That's why The Rock has just gone in. A lot of blocking. Looking like Godzilla. Arnold Schwarzenegger. How big is he? Is The Rock bigger than Schwarzenegger?
Arnold Schwarzenegger's like 5'11 or 6 foot.
So The Rock is like 6'6 or 6'5 or something like that. He's gigantic.
Yeah, he's really tall.
The Rock is 6'5.
Yeah.
6'5, 280 probably?
Probably 280, yeah.
280, 290. He's a monster. He eats people.
He's basically an NFL DN. That's what he played in college, right? He played DN at the U.
Whatever.
Nice.
Yep. The light knows. The light came back on.
Came back on. Yeah. Got it. I wish they were filming. I wish our cameraman showed up today because, goddamn, this light this coming on and footage. Off in the middle of it would be great.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just not the way things go every time, guys. Yeah,
sometimes.
Sometimes.
I don't know. How much do you weigh when you're 6'5 and you have 3% body fat? Like, that's.
Yeah, but he is obese size. Like, he's not just your standard ripped guy.
He's not like 6'5 Ethiopian. No.
You think he's 260? You think he's lighter than 280?
Yeah.
No way.
No, I think he's 280.
Because think, like, LeBron's 6'8, 260. So he's got 3 inches less and a little
2 inches less or 3 inches less. But LeBron's 6'7. If you were to measure him, like how NFL actually measures, he's probably 6'7.
Yeah, NBA always measures with shoes on.
Yep. They always have an extra inch because they
fun
have.
Fun fact for you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so he's probably 6. Yeah, in the NFL, they make you be as small as you possibly can. They, like, beat your shoulders down.
Yeah.
That's a true story. Like, when you stand there, they beat your shoulders down. They make you, like, if you see a guy in the NFL who's 6'5", NBA is probably 6'7", 6'6", 6'7". And in the NBA, it's the same thing, just the other way, because they wear shoes. They want them all to be taller. They want all their players to be taller, which makes sense. Every inch counts. Mm-hmm. It's like if I ever go to the WWE and get in the WWE, I'm assuming they're going to say I'm 6'2". They're going to give me an extra inch.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're probably going to say I'm a little bit taller because it looks makes them look better. Everybody's spinning. Everybody's spinning everything. We learned out a lot about these podcast numbers, too.
Yeah.
Everybody's spinning.
You got to have faith.
We could have 7 million listeners. We could have 20. We're not sure. We have no clue.
All we really care about is that we're educational. The people are learning from us.
So Vin Diesel didn't even mention The Rock, though. That's going to be drama.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be drama. Right? Because weren't they fighting recently about landscape or some shit? What did you call it? Nick, didn't you tell me this? You told me.
No, it wasn't me. I didn't use the term.
About manscaping? Is what you said?
I think it was real estate, though.
Oh. Real estate. Yeah. There it is.
Screen time, basically, right?
Yeah, they were beefing about screen time and all that stuff, and Vin Diesel came in. Because without The Rock, is the Fast and Furious survive this long?
Nope.
No way,
I think
right?
It definitely helped. I don't know. It was still pretty cool, but yeah, I think he took it to next level.
I never watched any of them.
Yeah.
So this is embarrassing.
You at least have to watch Tokyo Drift. That's the best
one
by far.
We already talked about this
one.
They went to Shibuya.
Go back, watch the first one. That's it. You don't need
watch Tokyo Drift. It's the best one by far. I don't even think Vin Diesel is in that
one. No, it's not. It's the worst one.
The quarterback from Friday Night Lights is the
main character. First one?
No, it's the second or third one.
Third one.
So they just dropped Vin Diesel for the third one?
Yep.
When did Ja Rule say, nope, I don't want it, and Ludacris comes in? When did
Ludacris was in the second one. Ja Rule was in the first one.
Menage!
No, he's never seen it.
What the fuck was that? Why are you making... We're talking about me not knowing a movie. And you make a reference about the movie to me. That's incredible. Good for you.
Yeah, sometimes.
Good for you.
It's Monday.
But it...
Tuesday.
So Vin Diesel got dropped from the movie, and John Rule got dropped from the movie.
They made an Asian version one where they're in Japan the entire time.
So I heard this, though. So you've seen Shibuya, then, where I'm talking about that walkway in Tokyo I talked last week?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, where all the people
I've seen pictures.
That's in
time.
Tokyo Drift. Mm-hmm. That's in the movie Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
You guys watch all of the Fast and Furious?
I think I've
I have at one point.
I think, how many do they have?
I haven't seen the latest one.
Fate
is 8?
Fate.
Yeah. 8 just came
out. It's not 5.
I think I got 6 down.
You've done 6 of 8?
Maybe 7.
Wow. Unbelievable. You've done them all.
No, I gave up after 2.
Why do you judge me so hard, though? You judge me so hard. Because
you should at least watch the first one.
Mm-hmm. And the next one, Paul Walker's coming back.
Yeah, they're going to do the...
Paul Ghost Walker.
He's pulling a Jesus.
No, they're going to do the...
Listen, we talk a lot about the Bible on this show. So we all know God gave man... we all know what happened in the Garden of Eden. We talked about it last week or one of those other weeks.
You disgust me.
So we none all, of us would be here if it wasn't for Eve.
So we all know what happened in the Garden of Eden. And God...
allegedly.
That horrible thing that Eve did. God gives us... gave us all a daily reminder.
That's an apple. That's what happened, right?
Every time Todd starts talking, Pat just goes to the board.
No, I'm trying to be a sidekick here as opposed to over top of him, but it'll work out at some point. Go ahead, though.
So
Eve ate that apple, right?
Yeah, and God gave man, in particular, a constant daily reminder of that horrible thing she did when he gave us the
babies.
Adam's apple.
Oh.
So we have the Adam's apple. As a daily
babies.
Reminder, because then every time we shave, we have to navigate around this lump in our throat. And me in particular, I have a mole also on top of my Adam's apple.
So you have the Adam's apple because Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
Eve ate the apple, fucked everything up, so they gave you Adam's apple, which is a nuisance.
God, not they. Just one. God gave us an Adam's apple.
Depending on who you ask. I mean, there's a lot going around.
Different names, but only one for every culture.
I think we'd agree with that.
Except for the Greeks. Screw them. Too many gods.
My dog's name is Midas. Have some respect. He lives here. Jesus Christ.
So I gave him the Adam's apple. We got to navigate around it. This point's exhausted. I'll move on. But when you're shaving, you have to, you know, you nick. I nick this mole one out of every time.
I nick all the time.
Oh. Yeah. Because this Adam's apple.
You never want to be a nick.
Yeah.
Ever.
That's why I use Dr. Carver's shave butter. Since I've been using it, and they made the smarter choice to go to Dollar Shave Club, how many times have I nicked my Adam's apple?
Oh, I haven't seen a single nick on your Adam's apple.
Zero nicks.
Nick
on my
used
Adam's
to be
apple.
All over your Adam's apple. Now Nick has not been on your Adam's apple at all.
It's not even
because
a relevant sound.
Of the Dr. Carver's shave butter is transparent, so you can see where you're shaving. That's
see
great,
that.
Right? Dollar Shave Club is a smarter choice, guys.
What?
Remember that.
Go. Just
a
go.
Great shave at a great price, conveniently delivered right to your door. For a limited time, new members get their first month of the Executive Razor with a tube of their Dr. Carver's shave butter for only $5 with free shipping. After that, razors are just a few bucks a month. That's a $15 value for only $5. It's almost 33 1/3% less. In your first month box, you get an awesome weighty handle and a full cassette of 4 cartridges and a tube of their shave butter. After your first month, replacement cartridges ship automatically at the regular price. No hidden fees, no commitments. Cancel anytime you like. You can only get this offer exclusively at DollarShaveClub.com/America. That's DollarShaveClub.com/America.
Hey, straight cash, homie.
That was incredible.
Straight cash.
Dollar Shave Club, thanks for sticking around.
Saving us money.
Big fans of theirs.
Mm-hmm. It's literally the best thing, like best razor I've ever used.
So what you're saying is the shave shit.
Mm-hmm. The Dr. Carver shave butter.
That is see-through.
It's totally transparent.
Could you imagine them having that back in the day? What a fucking revel. This is the Steve Jobs of shaving cream.
Oh, without a doubt.
Because people, you can never see. You never see where you're going.
How are you supposed to avoid obstacles that are on your face?
How are you supposed to make a nice, clean shave line?
Oh, my God.
God.
You know how many people have suffered from serious razor cut?
So many years
in the
now.
Past?
Just generations of people just fucking losing their minds.
Lives, they're making lives better.
Unbelievable. Dollar Shave Club.
Yeah, and helping out alleviate the neckbeard problem that's going on. Andrew Luck's got one, right? He grows it down
He's
here.
Got a good
Braden
one.
Braden Holtby, the Caps goalie, has the worst one.
You know why they're doing it?
I hate it.
When they shave, they get razor bumps.
Somebody
they would switch to Dollar Shave Club, no more razor bumps with that Dr. Carver shave butter.
Somebody needs to send them one of them Dollar Shave Clubs razors. That should be you.
Yeah.
Not Holtby.
Yeah, we can send them to Andrew, not Holtby.
Yeah,
let's get it to
Holtby.
Andrew. Let's fix the neck beard. Because I know that's why he's not shaving. He's afraid. He's like, well, when I'm used to shaving, I get razor bumps all over my neck.
Now, I'm going to say this. I think he's pretty proud of that. So we need to approach that delicately. We need to tell him in a very delicate fashion. Hey, why don't you... I'm surprised they haven't signed him yet, by the way.
Yeah, they
should.
A
razor company? Gillette?
Yeah, definitely.
Somebody?
Yeah.
No, he really enjoys the general look.
Does he shave in the off season? Like when the season's over, does he go clean?
He had a mustache at one point I saw that was just awesome. Like, just classically awesome.
Really?
But he gives no fucks.
Yeah.
That guy, he does not care how he looks.
If you're a starting quarterback in the NFL with a mustache,
Aaron Rodgers. When
Aaron Rodgers
goes
had one,
Movember,
right?
When he goes Movember, it is legit. Joe Flacco did it there for a little while.
Fuck that guy.
You guys, but his
not
mustache.
Not elite.
Unbelievable.
He literally had the worst hair in the entire NFL until like 2 years ago. I think he finally got a hair guy, and now it's actually kind of nice, which I hate because I liked Really enjoyed making fun of him for it.
Andy Dalton's hair took an incredible turn whenever he decided to make that move to the what is that? I don't know what that is, but it's awesome.
Did you see Flacco, though, before he changed him?
No.
He looked like Bert or Ernie. I'm not sure which one they are. One of those guys.
Bert.
Oh, yeah.
Which one is
hey,
that?
Bert.
Is that from Sesame Street?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Bert is the taller one.
I used to watch Sesame Street as a child.
Yeah, I think
most people did.
Yeah.
I didn't watch any of those cartoons, though. I didn't watch cartoons. I've never seen a Disney movie until I was an adult. Is that not, that's sad, I think. That's very sad. Is that he did look exactly like that fucking thing.
Exactly. The Flacco Bert.
He just showed me a picture of Bert and Flacco next to each other, and boy.
That monobrow.
That's literally spot the fuck on. That's him right there.
That's your franchise quarterback, Ravens, you fucking assholes.
Well, he's got a new haircut.
Yeah, it's good now.
He looks better now.
Yeah.
And congrats on your $20 million for 3 playoff wins.
What are some of the shows you watched as a kid? Saved by the Bell, sure.
Oh, as a kid. Rugrats, big Rugrats guy. Hey Arnold.
I didn't watch any of that.
Dude Ranch.
Oh, I watched Dude Ranch.
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Salute Your Shorts.
Salute Your Shorts.
Oh, hold on. Camp. Bonawana, we hold you in our hearts, and when we think about you, it makes me want to fart. This thing came apart. That's what they did every time.
And they yell the kid's name, right?
Like yeah.
Oh, Donnie.
I forget his name.
Hey, Donnie.
That was a good show, though. Todd, what was good? MASH?
I Love Lucy.
I was real young when MASH was out.
Were you alive when Johnny Carson was on TV?
Well, yeah, he was on TV. Not too god awful long ago.
No, how
long
ago?
Like 30 years ago.
Were you alive?
When did Leno take over? 10 years ago? 11?
I think it was longer than
10 years ago. Leno had like a 25 year run.
He's already retired.
Google that. See when Johnny's last show was.
But I can remember that.
It's 100% before I was born.
I think it's like 89.
89 is when I graduated high school, so I would remember that. I mean, I remember him.
MASH.
But Leno came much later in 89. MASH was more like when I was a little kid, but reruns. I would watch reruns of it.
Johnny Carson's last show was in 92.
I was 3 years off. I mean, I feel pretty good about it. You said way
left. Not bad. I remember it being way left. But shows that where I was a kid, like cartoon-wise, was Super Friends.
What?
Thundercats.
What?
Who? Thundercats, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I fucked with the Thundercats.
Stuff like that.
Was it on Netflix?
I was into all superhero type shit.
Oh, the Jetsons?
Yeah. Again, I lose track of...
Is that the Black Family?
No, it's the Jeffersons. Space Family.
The Black.
That's the Jefferson. I watched. That was a good show when I was a kid.
Meet George Jetson.
Arch, all in the family. And
his boy, Elroy. His wife, bitch that spends all his money.
Wow.
Language is offensive.
And his
Mother's Day coming up. Mother's Day is coming up. And you're using that female dog word, just tossing it around. Unbelievable.
I didn't use the C word. I turned it down.
Punt?
Yep.
Anyways, so you watch a lot of the... superhero stuff?
Yeah, cartoon-wise.
Let me tell you what I did.
Ooh, Power Rangers?
I did Saved by the Bell,
mm-hmm.
For sure.
So that was when I was in college. That was big.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, we watched it all the time.
Great
college.
Show.
Yeah.
Who'd I hate the most on there?
Oh, Feeny? No. Corey? No.
No, that's Topanga. That's Topanga. Boy Meets World.
What?
That's a completely wrong show. Everything you just said there was completely... Couldn't have been more wrong.
Where did your brain go?
What about his... Wait, what show are we talking about again?
Are you talking about Mr. Belding is what you want to say?
Is that Saved by the Bell. Got
Where
it.
Where the fuck have you been?
Let me switch now. Screech?
I think I hated Screech.
Yeah, fuck
and
Screech.
And then whenever he wrote his
book. No. I know who we...
Who?
Slater, that fucking douche.
Slater was quite a pretty...
Oh, no, I can't touch drugs. I wrestled.
How about
cool,
one
nerd?
Every wrestler I've ever met has taken some sort of drug on him. But he always had that head pop that I didn't... With his Jerry Curl, he had that... When he came bouncing into a room. And he always, me and Zach Morris, I feel like really touched
Hold
each
on.
Other.
What quote unquote drug was Jesse taking when she freaked out?
It was caffeine pills.
Caffeine pills.
Oh, no.
It was a nightmare.
When she had to study.
The whole school shut down.
Yeah.
I wish she would have killed herself.
Wow. Jesse did have some issues.
I took caffeine pills once when I was driving home from North Carolina to stay awake. It was great till the next day. I didn't really sleep, but I took a hot shower in the morning and just passed out in the shower.
So what is it? Is that
just
more,
like blacked out?
What is it? Is caffeine pills just like
Adderall?
It's Adderall?
No,
it's not Adderall. I just say things sometimes.
So much confidence though when you say it with a straight face. You're not in here, and neither is our cameraman, so you can't really see this. But the cameraman just didn't show up today. But the look on Diggs' face whenever he said the Adderall thing. was so serious, like he knew the actual answer.
I'm always.
And then as soon as Nick said no, his chase went, yep, didn't think so.
I don't really know things.
I'm always right until proven wrong with everything I say.
Which I respect
when
so
I'm,
much.
When I'm proven wrong, I don't argue it. I'm fine.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I do that same thing.
So caffeine pills is a concentrated amount of caffeine.
Yeah.
It's just like you chug the whole
what
thing.
What are they called? No-dose? Or I think they're called no-dose.
Anyways.
It's like Surge. You guys remember Surge?
Yeah, the green stuff?
Yeah.
It was like Mountain Dew's replacement.
It was awesome.
I like Mountain Dew a lot, though. That's not what we're talking about, though. Saved by the Bell. I watched Sesame Street, I guess, as a child.
Uh-huh.
I watched Barney, I think. I think I enjoyed Barney.
Real young.
At some point. Okay. My mom watched a lot of soap operas when I was real young, and she like kind of had me held hostage in the house.
Yeah, my mom did, too.
When I couldn't leave. So then Saved by the Bell is my next shit. Before school, I'd watch Saved by the Bell while eating my cereal every single morning. God, I grew up on cereal. I'm a fucking cereal kid. Boy, I loved it. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is just another level of goodness. Jesus Christ.
Do you ever have toaster strudels with the jizz on top?
No.
So good.
Oh, the little warm. Like, people were doing with Pop-Tarts, too. People were warming up Pop-Tarts at one point in my life. Do you remember those?
Yeah. 20 seconds in the microwave. It's all you need.
Do you do that still?
I haven't had a Pop-Tart in 10 years.
So
I like it right out of the box. That's the best way.
Yeah, but the cinnamon one, I think if you put it in the fucking thing, it's good.
If it's in the morning, I like it heated up. I put it in the toaster.
What was your favorite flavor?
Of Pop-Tart?
Yeah.
I think the cinnamon. There was an Oreo one there for a little
bit.
There
was.
That's too much.
There was a s'mores one. I was the.
Maybe the s'mores one was
the double fudge guy. Just give me all the chocolate you got.
I liked strawberry the best. Uniced, I would toast it. If it has icing, I like it right out of the
box. Did Pop-Tart not have a huge run there for
Oh, yeah.
Pop-Tart was big. They kind of fell off, though.
No,
you don't really
huge.
See them pumping the commercial-wise.
I think it's just because they don't have to.
None of us have kids.
There's no competitors anymore.
They're OGs.
Died out. Yeah.
Pop-Tarts are OGs.
They're like, they're going to buy us.
Whatever. They're right, though.
Yeah.
But none of us do have kids. I bet your parents.
Back to your shows.
Anyways. So Saved by the Bell was on in the morning before school.
Uh-huh.
Then, as I got a little bit older, I would only watch TVs on one night and one night only.
Okay.
Monday night. It was WCW and WWE.
Okay.
And then you'd have Monday Night Football in the fall. So it was a constant three-way switch. You had to memorize the numbers. 31, 59, and I think 4 was what Monday Night Football was on.
Yeah. ABC.
Is that right? Yeah. I think we just got it right. That was when I was a kid. I remember it like 29, yesterday.
Like 29 was ESPN.
Yeah, I think it was 31.
It was USA, TNT.
Yep.
And ABC.
ABC. Yeah, because ESPN didn't have Monday Night Football back then. It was ABC until ESPN's numbers went down. Then they moved it to ESPN. That's what happened. Because their Monday Night Football numbers were so gigantic, and they had them on ABC, which had like 45 other things. And then once ESPN's numbers started going down, they shifted over there so they can get their numbers up so they can still sell ads. And then they had to fire everybody anyways. So it didn't work out. But then I moved into the MTV Real World and the MTV Road Rules stuff. I loved it. I was all in. Like when The Miz, who's a wrestler now, I remember watching him. I remember the Seattle show of The Real World. I remember the New York. I remember all of them.
I got really into it when they first started combining them. Is that what you're talking about? When they would like compete against each other, like Road Rules versus Real World stuff?
But even before that, I was a big fan. Like whenever the black dude came out and slapped the girl in the taxi.
Oh, yeah,
you remember that?
No.
I forget what it was. I think it was Seattle, I think.
I remember the incident. I don't remember the names. Tech was the cool dude. He was in Van Wilder, right?
And then
his hair blonde.
What was the other one? The crazy white dude. Puck.
He was on
Puck.
The first
that
season.
That was the best. They've all gone downhill since that one. Since Puck was on and that cowboy that was the virgin, country western singer.
But every
one
of them had those. Every one of them. The first
they were
six,
all on the same one.
The first 6 to 7 seasons of those was incredible.
Yeah.
Because that African-American fella who slapped that lady was like a good guy at the end. Like there was so much good shit that happened in those shows. And I was like the perfect age for it. And then when Road Rules came along, I enjoyed that. I liked the travel. I wanted to travel. I wanted to be on Road Rules more than I wanted to be on Real World. But then whenever they started doing these challenges, I was like, this is it. This is awesome. Go live on an island and just compete against each other. And I guess it's still happening. We just found out. It's still fucking happening. The Road Rules, Real World Challenge things are still happening, but now it's in a completely different capacity. Now you have like the legends from the Real World and the Road Rules. I'm assuming CT's on there. Do we talk about this already?
I think CT's on there.
I don't know. But we got a chance to chit-chat with one of the pros. They have these athletes going against the Real World Road Rules Challenge people, and it's debuting May 16th. And I think you guys will enjoy the show because I didn't even know this was still happening. But then when I heard about this combination, I was like, holy shit, this should be good. Sean Merriman's going to be on it. Lolo Jones is going to be on it. Victor Cruz is on it. Yeah, Victor Cruz is on it. Found that out last night.
He doesn't get hurt.
I think he's the host. I don't think he's actually competing. I think he's just hosting it.
They got rid of fucking TJ?
I don't know who TJ is. But...
TJ Lavin. Oh.
The host. Yeah, yeah, he was the guy that hosted everything.
Yeah, I think Victor Cruz is hosting this one.
Yep.
I think you're wrong. The light just went out.
Whenever somebody's wrong, the light goes out.
Anyways, we got a chance to chat with ex-NFL first-round draft pick last week. The context of the interview is going to be as if we're talking to him right now. We obviously did not. I mean, this is from last week. But we think you'll enjoy the conversation. This is with Cameron Wimbley, who is going to be on the challenge May 16th. On the phone now was a former first-round draft pick out of Florida State. The whole thing. Monster athlete. Had a career where he started at the Cleveland Browns, then he went to Oakland, and he finished up in Tennessee. We actually played against each other. I hit a perfect onside kick against this team in one of the years he was there. He was an incredible athlete. He has moved on into the reality TV show realm, but still being incredibly athletic. It's a new show on MTV. It's called Champs vs. Pros, Beloved. It's a thing where Sean Merriman, Lolo Jones, Cameron Wimbley, and other incredible athletes take on MTV Challenge vets in a variety of different subjects. And now to chit-chat about it is Cameron Wimbley. Cameron, thank you so much for joining us, my brother.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So let's talk about this. You had a great NFL career. Anybody that makes it to the NFL, let alone is a first-round draft pick, is an incredibly freak athlete. You had three different stops, and you moved on. What was the goal whenever football ended? Are you a businessman? Was it always to get into TV? What was the plan?
Well, I think I wanted to try a little bit of everything. I was already running businesses while I was playing. I just wasn't as involved in them because I had managed and things like that. But I had an interest in getting into TV shows after I did American Ninja Warrior. So that was my first reality TV show.
How did you do? How'd you do on that?
Well, I didn't make it onto the final, but I completed the course. So I completed the two parts that I had to do. So I was happy about that. And being a big football guy and going against little guys who just, you know, fly through that course. My time wasn't fast enough for me to qualify, but I still enjoyed it. And I think a lot of people were impressed that I was even able to make it through the course.
Well, yeah, because little men thrive and girls thrive in that. It's like a rock climbing thing because little guys got the upper body. The fact that you're a gigantic man, his number was in the 90s in the NFL. That's a big fucking dude. Going through American Ninja Warrior thing is incredible. So after American Ninja Warrior, you kind of got a taste of the limelight and of TV, and then you kind of caught the bug?
Well, yeah, it's interesting to me because playing football, you know, we have our helmets on and, you know, people know our names and our jersey numbers, but like being on the TV show, I didn't realize that there were as many huge fans of a particular TV show until I go on there. So there'll be people who have known me for years, and then after they see me on that show, they're like, "Bro, like that's my favorite show ever." And you're just kind of like, "Well, you didn't even know that. Like they never mentioned it before." So it's interesting to see the demographics that follow all of these different things, and then there are people who don't watch football at all, and they get to see you on that show, and now they watch football, so they ask you a lot of questions about football and the other way around. So it's pretty interesting.
How'd you get tied into the MTV Challenge?
Well, the opportunity came through my publicist, a lady named Denise White out in California. So I just jumped on the opportunity. It sounded like something that was for a great cause. It was for my foundation, Cameron Wimbley Foundation. So it brings awareness to what we do in terms of trying to make a difference in people or kids in the areas that I've lived in that are underprivileged or oppressed. And so going in for that, knowing that I would have the opportunity to be able to raise money and help out more people, it was fun for me. Plus, I still have a little bit of competitive spirit. So going onto that TV show and competing with other people, other Olympians and surfers, and I mean, you see the wide range of different athletes that are on there. I just felt that it would be something exciting to do.
I think that show debuts the 16th of May. Is that right? May 16th, yes, that show debuts. Going into a reality TV situation, was it a lot different than you thought? Were you allowed to have your phone? Like, you always read these horror stories where you're not allowed to have a phone. You're kind of locked into place. You're allowed to drink alcohol. People act like idiots. There's always shady situations happening. Was it a lot like that, or did you think it was going to be awesome? What the fuck happened?
Well, contractually, I may not be able to divulge a lot of stuff, but ultimately, it's a form of entertainment. So when I went on there, that's kind of how I was really observant and kind of open to the whole process. And, you know, going through the NFL, even that is a form of entertainment. So to be able to be around the different types of people, knowing that the reality TV stars have been on several seasons and things like that, it's kind of like, okay, like, what tactics do I use going in here? Is this for real? Is it like something that we're just doing to get laughs? Or, you know, so it's kind of, there's a lot of things going through your mind. And ultimately, for a lot of it, I was just thinking on the competitive level, just win my challenges, and then throughout everything else, just, you know, speak with everybody, be cordial, but at the end of the day, I'm trying to get to the money for the foundation.
The end of the day, cash is king. And that's kind of the way reality TV shows work. So you can't really talk about much because I assume you had to sign a non-disclosure, but what type of shit are you guys doing? Is it like strength events, trivial events? Are you fighting each other? Is there...
Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's very interesting because you would think that you would be able to dominate in all areas if it was just physical, but they add in other aspects as well. So you have to think on there, of course. So they have some things set up within the challenges that make you stop and think. So they're not physical exercises or anything like that. But then there are physical things. So there's a lot of physical stuff. So, I mean, this is a combination of ingenuity. They have brawn, they have strength, endurance, like just a combination of things.
I have a question for you. If you were a kitchen appliance, which kitchen appliance would you be?
I wouldn't even say that this would be a kitchen appliance, but I would say for something that has multiple uses, I would say the Swiss Army knife is not necessarily a kitchen utensil, but
that's we want an appliance, Cameron, an appliance, a kitchen appliance. So if it's multiple appliance, I think
that shows you how much I'm in the kitchen cooking.
I think you'd be a George Foreman grill.
If I was a kitchen appliance, yeah, I probably would. I like that George Foreman grill.
Yeah.
I used that a lot in college.
So you went to Florida State, and that was back in the day when Florida State was humming, right? I think it was a gigantic time of year. I mean, was your college experience, you were a first round draft pick. Your college experience had to be one of the best of all time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I enjoyed my time on campus at Florida State, and I met people from all over. And it's kind of funny because now I'm starting to get back in touch with a lot of the guys that I played college football with. And to see where they're at now and just, you know, talking about their experiences, I think that we can all agree that being at Florida State was definitely a special time. And a lot of great memories were made there. And, I mean, we just had a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.
If the NFL didn't happen, what would you have been?
If the NFL didn't happen, I was thinking about actually going into social work. So when I was in college, I would go around to the juvenile delinquent detention facilities, and I would speak to kids there. I would go to schools and things of that nature. So for me, just trying to give back and make a difference in people's lives and kids' lives, I think that's what I would have been doing through social work.
So you're just a really good dude. How long has the Cameron Wimbley Foundation been around?
It's been around for a couple of years. We've done things in terms of collaborated with in my hometown, we have two things. One is Fashionetta, which it offers the opportunity for people to raise tuition for kids in my city. And then Botillion, which is the male version of that as well. So I've been involved with those. I've done summer camps where we talk to kids about financial literacy and things of that nature. And then I've also done a Shop with a Jock, which was a partnership with Walmart, where we were able to allow kids the opportunity to get Christmas presents and things of that nature by Walmart contributing to that as well. And football players would come out and, you know, we'd take two or three kids and go fill up, you know, baskets with just things that they wanted for Christmas.
You're from Wichita, Kansas. Is that right? That's where this is all going down, taking care of Kansas people?
Well, it's really spread out. So when I was doing the shop with the Jocks, those were actually done in the city that I was playing in. And then, like, in my hometown, it would be trying to make changes through the football organization. So I've, like, donated uniforms and things of that nature to the team that I used to play for, which is the Wichita Golden Bulldogs.
Now, at that team that you played for, I read on your Wikipedia that you were the team's punter. Is that right?
That was in high school. In high school, I did a little bit of everything, and that's why I was in the Swiss Army Knife, because I was a punter, I was a receiver at one point, I was a running back at one point. I was able to get experience at a lot of positions, which definitely helped out later on, because in college and in the NFL, the more versatile you are, the better chance you have of making it if you're just not a, you know, a person who's extremely gifted at one particular thing. It's better to be really good at a whole bunch of other things.
A guy named Todd in here has been so, he's so dumb. As soon as you said you were a punter, running back, wide receiver, he was just incredibly, his face was just incredibly dumbfounded. So I think he has a question about, like, what your, did you want a secret tag? He wrote it down for me.
Yeah, I want to know, going into your show, is there any, like, hidden talent or special knowledge you have that you're going to have an extra unfair advantage against the competitors?
Can you play music? Is there anything you, because you play, you're a punter.
Magic.
Yeah, magic isn't bad. You're an illusionist. Magic isn't bad. Do you have like a secret talent? Because if you can punt, catch, throw, run, tackle, and be in the NFL, I assume you're gifted at a lot of things.
Right.
Do you have any hidden talents that people don't know about?
I don't really think that I have any hidden talents that I'm great at. I wouldn't even necessarily, because if I told you I could sing, I don't know, then people might want me to sing.
You say you sing?
A lot of people, so. No.
I was so excited. Did you hear the excitement left with my voice?
Will we see you on Dancing with the Stars?
Oh.
You know what? I can't. I don't know. I guess it depends on who you ask on that aspect. So I can't cross that off of the list, but I don't know if I would be super confident going into that.
Oh, you don't have rhythm?
I think I have rhythm. I just don't. I'm so long. I'm so tall. I don't know if it looks appropriate when I do certain moves and stuff like that.
Because those girls are so short.
Tossing the kids around.
Yeah, most of the dancers look so short. So I would just be, I don't know.
Where was this challenge shot at?
We were out in the Hollywood area. So they took us to some remote locations. I couldn't even see the exact location.
Did they like put you in a bus with like the windows blacked out and drove you out there?
No, they weren't. They weren't blacked out. So we just went to a couple of spots. Of course, I don't know if I could tell you contractually where we went. So I'm just not.
Yeah, you can tell us.
We're in the Hollywood area, and not that far from there. So
you're from Kansas. You played in Tallahassee. You played in Cleveland, Oakland, and Nashville. What was your favorite place to live so far?
Man, I really enjoyed Oakland. I mean, I really did. And
that atmosphere in there is bonkers.
It is bonkers. So it's interesting to hear that they're going to move to Las Vegas, you know, kind of like after I was there. But it would have been cool to play in Vegas, I think. So,
I couldn't have done it. I did a weekend in Vegas just a couple weeks ago. I almost fucking died, Cameron. I mean, I don't know how guys are going to do it. But that Coliseum in Oakland was bonkers. That atmosphere was wild, man. Were the Raiders taken care of by the city?
Man, it is. It's just a great atmosphere. And it's such a history-rich organization. And a lot of those people have been following the team for generations. I mean, first of all, I'll go into like a place of business. So I'll go into a bank and I'll see a guy and he's like, yeah, you know, I've been a part of the black hole for, you know, this many years, that many years. And then he'll show you a picture of him at the game dressed up and you won't even be able to recognize him.
He's got
like
spikes,
all this paint on, shoulder pads with spikes and all this headgear. I mean, they are they're really serious about their football out there. So I'm happy to see what's happening with that organization. I definitely think they're taking some huge strides into being relevant and being a contender consistently.
Are they your favorite teams? I'm sure you have friends that are playing around the league and work in different organizations, but is Oakland Raiders the team that you, like, when you look back in your career, you're most proud of that time?
Well, no, I'm proud of every team and every experience. So, I mean, I believe that I don't know, I'm behind all of those organizations. I can't necessarily say one more than another because they were all, to me, they were blessings. They were opportunities for me to be able to play the game that I love, and I met awesome people.
Hell yeah.
In all of those cities. But in terms of, like, rooting for one team more than another, I root for them all. And plus, I think I'm more, like, into following particular players. I don't necessarily root for the team. So I have guys in the league that either I play with or guys that I was just a fan of while I was playing that I follow.
Was I one of them or what? Got it.
Yeah, the punter in you definitely likes you some Pat McAfee.
I'm joking. Get off the toes. All right, one final thing before we go. Did you win the show or what? You can tell us.
Oh, you'll have to watch that to find out. I can tell you that I'm a good athlete, and I can tell you that I like to compete. I'll tell you that.
Nice.
Are you?
But it was a great show.
Did you get all ripped up? I assume you're in very good shape all the time, but did you get, like, ripped up for TV? Did you get, like, in TV shape today? Is there anything like that?
No, this is going to be very – I don't know how this will be, if it'll be funny or what, but ultimately I haven't trained for, like, 3 to 4 months, and before I got the call, I was about to start back training just in case the opportunity came up to be on TV. So I would feel like I'm in my, you know, my optimal condition and look great. But ultimately, I hadn't worked out. So I was like, I'll use this show as my opportunity to get back into working out. So you can watch the show and let me know what you think about how that went.
That's what I do at training camp. Showed up out of shape and just hoped I got in shape by the end of it. But I did a lot less running than you, so it all made sense.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Cameron, we appreciate you greatly for joining us. We cannot wait to tune in to the new MTV Challenge debuting on May 16th called Champs First Pros. Thank you for taking time and chatting with us, man. You're living a big Hollywood lifestyle. You're still taking care of the kids in your hometown, doing a lot of good stuff with the Cameron Wimbley Foundation. Just cool stuff, man. We're pulling for you.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Take care, man. Have a good one. Great interview. Yeah. Make sure you guys watch it on May 16th. I'm going to watch because I honestly want to see, like, what Sean Merriman's up to, Lola Jones. May 16th, make sure you check that out.
That'd be great. Before that, Saturday, May 13th, you guys can watch UFC 211.
What?
UFC 211.
New sponsor? What? New. Hold on. I got something for this. Hold on. No, keep going, but I'm going to interrupt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I keep going. It. Yeah, absolutely.
UFC on board, and UFC 211 is Saturday, May 13th. Miocic against Dos Santos II. This is going to be a great fight. In 2014, Stipe Miocic and Junior Dos Santos engaged in an epic five-round battle that saw Dos Santos emerge with a razor-close victory. On Saturday, May 13th, at American Airlines Center in Dallas, Texas, Miocic finally gets his chance to avenge that defeat in the UFC 211 main event. He'll face Dos Santos as a world heavyweight champion, defending his title for the second time. First defense, he knocked out Alistair Overeem in the first round, so this guy's impressive.
Of course.
For the former champion, Dos Santos, he's looking to regain the crown, and he's been chasing that since 2012 when he lost to Cain Velasquez. We're not going to fault him for losing Cain Velasquez. He's the best heavyweight's ever been. In the co-main event, strawweight champion in Poland's own Joanna Jędrzejczyk takes on Brazilian powerhouse Jessica Andrade, undefeated in her career with wins over Karolina Kovacevic. I think I have that
nailing
right.
These names.
Kovacevic.
When is this? Saturday, May 13th?
Saturday, May 13th.
And run through the list of names one more again.
Oh boy, I tell you what, these ladies. Joanna Jędrzejczyk. And that's actually right. I've had to listen to that over and over to get this. It's G. Dre Jack, but you say it
did
fast.
Did you phonetically spell it out on your sheet?
Yeah. Good. Do you want to see these names?
No.
She takes on Brazilian
powerhouse.
Actually,
I do on May 13th.
Jessica Andrade, undefeated in her career, wins over Karolina Kovacevic. and Claudia Gadelha and Carlos Barz are the champion. G-Dredjek.
Oh, my.
Nope, you fucked that up. Dredjek.
It's G-Dredjek. Continues to dominate the 115-pound division with Iron Fist, delivering striking clinics unmatched yet by any point. Her name's hard to say, but she's the baddest girl on
anyway,
here.
Saturday, May 13th, a lot of gigantic fights
a
going
lot on. Of fights, a lot of good people. UFC 211, it's Miocic and Dos Santos 2. That's the main event. They'll be banging it out on Saturday, May 13th, live on pay-per-view.
So who's sponsoring us? UFC?
Yeah, UFC, because it's pay-per-view, so it's UFC not a network thing.
This is interesting, though.
UFC 211.
You think they saw Hurtland?
Yeah. What happened? I started training with some MMA guys, and all of a sudden UFC hops in? I tapped out 6 times in 3 minutes. 6 times, 3 minutes. Chris Lytle. Bing, bang, boom, boom. Both arms. Boom, bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
In a neck twice. Boom, boom.
They should give us one with more Americans on it next time.
Paige VanZant's not fighting, is she?
Mather, no. You love her.
I love her.
You do.
She's not listed on this anyway. She might be on undercard.
A fan slid in our DMs and sent us another one who's going to fight this girl, and she is really good looking. I don't have that information. Not even sure why I'm talking.
Why? What? Just this is like your Saved by the Bell conversation earlier. You just mentioned a female fighter that has nothing to do with anything.
Nope.
Oh, there's this girl down the street. She fights all the time. Yeah, she's not in the UFC, but you know what I'm talking about. That's what just happened.
But the UFC.
Somebody slid in my DMs. You said and just started ranting about some girl down the street who's a fighter. What just happened?
I don't know.
Anyways,
man.
UFC, what number is it?
211.
I don't know.
211.
Saturday, May 13th, live on pay-per-view. Everybody should watch it because that Miocic and Dos Santos rematch is going to be amazing. Those are two of the best guys going, and they bang. They will bang it out.
Is he related to Cairo Santos, kicker for the Chiefs?
I don't think so, unless he's Brazilian.
Huh.
He is.
Oh,
I mean,
possible.
There's a lot of Santos.
I'm pretty sure that's like Smith.
Santos is for Brazil. What probably. About Ronaldo?
That's like John.
No, that's be
Is Lytle going to pick that fight? Are we going to have his opinion on that?
Yeah, Chris Lytle. Pay attention to the hashtag MMA 2 minute drill that we put out, because Chris Lytle, the guy that tapped me out 6 times in 3 minutes, picks fights on there every single week. And if you're a better or not, you just want to sound like an incredibly smart person, he's always right. Yeah. I don't understand how he's not with them training. He just kind of looks at a guy and he's like, yeah, that guy's going to lose. That guy's going to win. Easy as that. It's unbelievable. And he breaks down why. It's really good shit, actually.
Yeah, like he's perfect at style matchups. He can read, you know, he can tell what style is going to beat the other, pretty much.
This MMA thing has been interesting now that we've been kind of training and Hurtland and stuff. I feel like I'm learning a lot, but goddamn, I feel like I'm getting worse somehow. And I think it's because they're trying harder mm-hmm. against
That's
me.
Exactly it, yeah.
So it's like, as soon as I think I'm doing okay, they're like, well, you haven't learned any of this yet, though. Bang! Guy did a cartwheel on my fucking face last week. Do you remember that? Dude did a cartwheel on my face.
He was on mine, too, and I was like, this is not a good position.
Yeah, I was getting face-fucked by a guy, and then he did a cartwheel and broke my arm. Bang, bang, boom. Over.
Yeah.
Sayonara. Thanks for playing. You lose. Good day, sir. That's what happened.
I finally got my mouthpiece in because I wore a punch last week, and I thought for sure my jaw was broken.
Yeah, why are you taking any punches? They spar in there, Todd.
Yeah.
Well, because you want me to fight, so I'm going to have to take some punches, Pat.
Yeah, the fight was canceled.
Good, thank God.
But Rough and Rowdy isn't. Rough and Rowdy is not canceled. I think that's a fight you want to get into.
100%.
West Virginia, you got that's a little pub, money. By the way. Some guy made these wallets for us.
Oh, yeah.
Great guy. Big fan. We appreciate you for listening. Yeah. We all got random ones. Diggs gets his own fucking name on it and everything. Unbelievable. Maybe everything I said last week about you getting 9,000 followers and being big time is wrong. He's got his own tactical Diggs wallet with a gun on it.
Same gun that I described.
Cocked, ready to load. It's cocked. It is wide open. This thing's ready to be fired.
Sure.
And it's a good piece of leather here.
Mm-hmm.
All American made,
I guess.
Good
steer.
Yeah.
And you got your own wallet now. I don't know if it's going to help you or hurt you in life, but I think it's good. I got a Jim Kong one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Our boy Jim Kong.
I got a Colts one.
Indianapolis.
There was a stool one.
Jeff Vibber got.
Yeah.
And then the Pittsburgh Penguin one.
I got a Pens logo circa 93, 94, but it's
love
a beautiful
it.
Looking wallet.
By yeah. the way.
Nice throwback.
Appreciate that, dude.
Pens.
Oh.
We're in a bad spot.
No, maybe not.
Up 3-2 is not a bad spot.
Go maybe ahead. Not.
What do you mean?
By the time this airs.
Oh, yeah, that game.
Who knows? Tonight. We might be in a great spot.
That game's last night.
Might be in a great
good
spot.
Hey, just won the series.
Hey! We're playing the Preds, though?
I hope you didn't just predict something like bad.
No, I think we're good because I predicted sixth when the Derby came in dead last.
Dead last.
But
hot start.
He was leading there for a little bit. He is 54-1 odds, and he led for half of that race. I felt like a real genius. I was watching him like, this fucking horse.
He didn't
horse.
Come in dead last. Some horse, I think, broke his leg out of the box and came in dead
yeah,
last.
Yeah, which one was that?
I don't know. That's the one we did a random drawing, and that's the one Diggs pulled out of the hat right out of the gate.
I will never bet horses again.
Do they still have to shoe horses when that happens? Or?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they're
it's
glued.
A better day
the
now,
guy's
right?
glued today, probably.
Jesus. That thing's dead already?
What
is the entire process, and why did they start horses with glue? Like, what? I don't understand.
I don't know, but I love it. I
why?
Love it. This why? Is a thing that the fact that glue is made on our horses is just so obscure and random to me.
Probably not
it.
Anymore, is it?
I don't know. I
surely
hope so.
Surely we fix
cliches
that.
Cliches are for a reason.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
they
that
definitely
is for
used
a reason.
To. They definitely used to.
How? How? Who started that, though? They were just churning up horses and were like, oh, this is sticky. Like, well, who like, the fuck did that? Well, Elmer did that? It's Elmer's glue. Well, Elmer fucking did that.
What a picture
think
that
about
is.
That. Yeah, Elmer had a fucking butter thing with horse. And a glue popped up.
You
that Elmer
figure out how to do
he
something.
Churning.
He was churning a horse.
There was all these. Back in the day, instead of broken down cars on the side of the interstate, it was just dead horses laying around everywhere because they didn't have cars. So they had to figure out how to do something with the dead horses.
So they were broken
so
down.
Some genius was like,
Elmer.
I'll find a way. Elmer was like, dude, I have an idea for these horses. He probably could have made it glue out of anything.
Elmer's name should have been Billy Bob. It's the same fucking thing. Elmer and Billy Bob.
I don't think Elmer.
I got it right here. It's because they use collagen, which is a protein.
Isn't
and
that what you
there's
shot
large
in?
Concentrations of it in horses.
So they were literally churning horses to find it? Like, how do they find
it? Yeah,
isn't
like your ligament, tendons, cartilage, all that stuff?
So these,
the horses obviously have a lot of it because they're so
big muscle.
Yeah.
They are creatures. Beautiful fucking creatures. Like, watching that Derby, you watch those horses, they're incredible athletes. Those fucking things are yoked. How many drugs are they on? Are they get drug tested?
Yeah, they get drug tested.
They're not allowed to be on anything?
No, I'm sure
that that one dog got suspended for being on cocaine.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
There was a dog on cocaine.
Yeah, they tested tested the greyhound after the race.
He won, by the way.
And he was celebrating, and he had some cocaine.
Really?
Yeah, they tested him.
Oh.
So, you know, I've never done cocaine. I've smelled it a couple of times. Was that dog? That dog was just snooping around. That's what dogs do. And their fucking owner is just blowing. That's incredible. I bet you the owner got arrested, right? He's probably got a bunch of coke all over the floor. What's
probably.
Up, Diggs?
Got question here. Did you say collagen?
Yeah.
Isn't that what those famous
people
with DSLs put in their lips?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Women put
so
in
they
their
got
lips.
Horse? They got horse in their lips?
These girls have got... These
they got
girls
horse
got,
legs in their lips, yeah.
Right there in their lips.
Right in their DSLs.
They don't have DSLs. That's why they get the horse legs
well, they do
their
after
lips.
They have them.
Afterwards, they just got the straight duck look. Some of them women, I mean, what the fuck are they doing to their body?
Yeah.
Like, their
Speaking
faces.
Of Nicole Kidman, for one... She messed it up for a long time.
My least favorite one is
Meg Ryan.
The fake ass. Like,
so many fake asses out there on Instagram. Getting everybody.
This has literally ruined trust. I have trust issues
catfishing.
For the rest of my life.
People are catfishing people with their ass on Instagram. Getting likes, getting bookings.
Did you happen to see Kim K's doctor compared her ass to a balloon? It's been inflated and deflated so many times. It's not, a good
What's
look.
The difference, though, between that and fake boobs?
They look fake boobs look great.
But so you're a tits guy.
No, I'm an ass guy, 100%.
Are there any good fake asses, though?
I don't...
Maybe
I'm
you
sure there
tell.
Are, but I don't trust it.
But they're all so outrageous. They have these pictures of, like, Kim Kardashian's legs, and they're like... She doesn't even attempt to make it look
no.
the same. They're just, like, little sticks, and then... Whoop, whoop, big thing. But she's gotten rich and famous off of that ass, so their whole family has.
Just
so
do some squats.
I mean...
See, you can't do squats for your tits. You can do squats for your ass, so I'm cool with you enhancing your tits because you can enhance them on your own.
That's a factual
But you
statement.
Can go out and do squats.
That is your... It's pure laziness is
it's
what you're
saying.
It's
pure laziness.
The tits are genetic.
Yeah.
The ass is laziness.
It's genetic, too, but because there are some girls just who are put on this earth with their
Some
already,
have a flat ass.
No ass at all.
It'll get more muscular, but it's still flat.
You're saying no ass at all.
No ass at all.
No ass at all. So
they
but want
I'm
the
saying
roundness.
They could work on it.
Yeah, but...
This is facts. All facts that I'm saying.
But you're limited. Some people are limited.
Yeah, but you can do those one. You have to really go for it if you have no ass, but you can still get there, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can still get there.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen
but
a lot of before
and
afters.
Shape. There's also a shape. Some have are cursed with that shape.
Like Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus looks like that thing from Men in Black.
Right.
What's that bug?
Like you took a slice out of it.
The guys that spoke Mexican and walked around?
Yeah, like the ones.
Chucabra!
They
were drinking coffee in the break room?
Yeah. Them. Her ass looks like that whenever she was doing that whole tour where she had like the one single solo thing up her ass there for a little while.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's completely fixable, right?
She should get surgery. I don't think she's one that needs surgery.
She's talented, by the way. She can sing. Great.
Wrecking Ball? I cried the first time I heard it.
I saw Billy Ray Cyrus at the MTV Video Awards.
One hit wonder.
That guy. I don't know how he's not dead yet. How has Miley not killed him yet?
Maybe a two hit wonder. Miley and whatever song he sang. Achy Breaky Heart, was that him?
Don't tell my heart. My achy breaky heart. And my
heel is my. Would you rather have two average songs or one just superstar?
One banger.
Smash
one
song?
Banger. You can go on tour for the rest of your life with one banger. One banger. Tyga still gets things. He had one banger, right? Tyga? How many songs has Tyga made? That's a
good question. I wouldn't call him a one-hit wonder. He's got, like, I'm not saying I'm a fan, but he's got a couple that people enjoy.
All
I
my
think.
Shit. Dope.
How
dope.
About the guy, you say he's just a friend. What's that guy's
Biz
name?
Markie.
Biz Markie.
Yeah, he's like one-hit wonder, right? Still probably got
he's
a lot of money.
He's a DJ now. Mm. And he also makes sounds, doesn't he? Isn't Biz Markie?
I don't know. The last thing I remember him from him was that Best Buy commercial where he was walking around. Taking pictures of everything with his digital camera.
One-hit wonders, though, that are gigantic and tour for the rest of their lives. All those people are coming back now, too, because these, like, in Indianapolis, we have a station that is dedicated to, like, the 90s, 2000 hits.
You do? What is it? I need to know this.
93.9.
Didn't know that.
Play Nelly. It'll play. You'll hear Nelly every once in a while on there. You'll hear all the shit we listened to in high school. Come 50 Cent, old 50 Cent plays in there. 90s rap, everything in there.
Yep, welcome back, radio, to my life.
Exactly. Yeah, you should listen. They're really, really good. But all those dudes are doing tours now. Like, all of them come and do a show in Indianapolis now at the Vogue because that station plays their shit. You just broke the fucking microphone.
We brand should new go. Studio. Don't worry about what I'm doing over
here. Brand new microphone in a brand new studio, and Nick just broke it in half. Unbelievable. The ghost, I can't believe the ghost is appreciating that. Can't believe the light hasn't turned off.
I think the ghost is scared of Nick.
What's going on in sports, Diggs? Anything?
Oh, hey, bud.
Anything going on in sports, man? We've talked about a few things.
Yeah. Guess what our boy did?
Who?
JD.
John Daly.
Won his first tournament since 2004.
What a fucking win. Hold on. I got to find a sound for that. There has to be a good one in there. God damn. We got the free one, so there's commercials. But how awesome. How unbelievable was that?
So we're going to definitely need to get the in-app upgrade.
Here's the best part.
I just ran through 15 fucking commercials to try to get this one.
Can you remember?
I don't know if that's the one I wanted. And I cannot stop.
Is that a rocket taking off?
I think that was for my segment.
Yeah, I think that was for me. The other
well,
segment.
Hey.
In my opinion, that sucks.
Anyways, I'm so happy for John Daly.
Yeah, do you remember great. His exact quote about how many majors he would have won?
Yeah.
How many holes? Can you say it for me?
If the Scots could drink faster, golf would be 14 holes, and I'd have 76 majors.
Okay. So John did his best to try. He bogeyed the last three.
I heard, and he had a two putt going in, where he could have fucked it up, and he missed, and then he had a little tap in.
Yeah.
He knew what he was doing.
He knows after 14, he's got a little struggle there.
Yeah. So he was just so far ahead.
He's all tuckered out.
He's done some self-eval. There's no reason.
Really.
What's that?
I'm going to say a really cool moment, too. On 18, I believe, they had the symbol for Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, he went down there and he kissed it.
Yeah. It's cool.
How awesome is that?
Pretty awesome.
And John Daly gets disrespected by a lot of people. Somebody sent me a tweet that said, John Daly gets disrespected by a lot of golfers, but he just did the ultimate sign of respect for the golfer, Arnie Palmer. That was awesome. How about the champagne campaign that happened directly afterwards, just dumping on his face?
How do you think our boy's feeling this morning?
I don't know. Donald Trump tweeted him. Got a tweet from the president. He tweeted back to the president. I sent him a text, no response.
You're close, but not that close yet.
Right.
But what if I do get a response? I quoted his song to him, by the way.
What'd you say?
In the winner's circle soon, I'll be there with a high five and a smile for you. That's like at the end of his thing.
Nice.
Yeah. It's for the critics, he says.
Yeah.
I hit it hard. That's a good song. I'm supposed to golf with him this week.
I know.
I'm thinking it's going to get canceled. Not because of me, by the way. I'm all in, by the way. If he wins a tourney and then I go play with him the next week, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's big. But I'm assuming his weekend is changing.
Probably.
You can't just win a fucking major like that. And, right. Not a major. I win a tourney like that. That's his first win on the Champions Tour.
Yep.
The Champions Tour needs him to win a lot.
Yes, they do.
Because the amount of pub that got was gigantic.
Mm-hmm.
What is that, 3 weeks after we interview him? He wins his first tourney in 14 years?
It's probably because of us.
I don't know, guys. I don't know. Just a little confidence, you know? Let them know, hey, we love you a little bit. He got a lot of tweets. I watched the tweets after his interview. Everybody was telling him how awesome he is. A little confidence can swing you back into a lot of things, guys.
That's what I'm thinking. I think he's going to go on a big run.
I think so. I don't think he's going to lose.
You got that wood-carved log in your front yard that looks just like him.
I saw that. Prime location.
By the way, that log's just going to be whoever is doing the best in life at any given time. Because it looks like so many different people.
Looks like a white person. And that's because the log is white. It's the only reason why. It was my lady's gift to me. Have some respect.
Oh, that's great.
John Daly's birthday was when? Last Friday?
Yeah.
Two Fridays ago?
Mm-hmm.
Birthday. Our show, birthday, win, champagne shower.
Things are really coming up for this
good
guy.
For John Daly. Tweet from the president, tweet back. John Daly's definitely going to be at the White House when? Tomorrow, probably? This week? He's going to the White House.
He'll probably get a cabinet position by the end of the week.
Ooh. Well, I could. I bet he would.
I hope so.
I bet he actually would.
Awesome.
I mean, he deserves it. We're probably to Scotland.
Yeah.
Tell them Scots to drink faster, get golf down to 14. Now we're making the world better all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Let's make golf great again. Get that thing down to 14 holes. It.
The new Scottish ambassador is John Daly. It'd be awesome.
Jesus Christ. The relations would be so high.
Oh, yeah.
Just intoxicated with love. Anything else happen in sports?
Yeah.
There's a shoe for sale that's outrageous.
You want to talk about that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to talk. What are the actual stats? I don't remember.
Big baller brands. Our boy, LeVar.
Uh-huh.
Since his son didn't get signed to any of the shoe companies.
They all said, nope.
He decided to create his own. He's selling the shoes for $450. Sorry. He's selling the shoes for $495 and the sandals for $220. The funniest thing that I found was they had like a little launch event for this. None of them were wearing the shoes. One of his kids was wearing Jordans.
They're not made. The shoes aren't made yet. They're not made yet. That is a prototype. It's like what happens.
One of them should have been wearing them. Not one of them was wearing them.
Yeah. They're the dumbest. I hate them.
They're pretty atrocious looking.
But they're the Walmart Kobe's.
Yep.
They're the Walmart or Kohl's Kobe's. Which
you
should have
just called them bad dads. Use these shoes to step on your son's dreams.
What were the Curry's called?
The Nurse Curry's.
Nurse Curry's. These are the bad dads.
The bad dads. So many good shoes out right now. You can get the Nurse Curry's, the bad dad, the homicide from the fucking, the homicide suicide Pumas that Aaron Hernandez is pushing. You get all of them. Jesus Christ. It's really happening. But they were trying to promote, like, this is for the culture, not being used as pawns by these companies. Yo, Jordan became a billionaire because of that one company you're
talking
about.
Well, I do respect that.
No,
if you can't
get
signed, you go do your own thing. You make your own shoe.
I respect that.
Just don't make them so shitty.
I respect that, too.
Make better shoes.
Because that's kind of how I do everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's literally how I could operate my life. But I don't flip it as the companies that don't sign me don't use me like a pawn. Yeah, you're not. They didn't want you. You right. wanted to go to them, and then when they didn't, you say, no, this is for the culture. We're not getting used. No, you're not. You aren't wanted. And Jordan became a billionaire because of one of those fucking companies mm-hmm. you're talking about. LeBron is about to become a billionaire because of one of those companies you're talking about. So just shut the fuck. The guy just never, he never stops saying dumb shit. Never.
Do less.
Do nothing. Not less. Do nothing. Disappear. So many D words. Because his kid, let's say he's really good at basketball, which I think he is.
Poor
right?
kid. This poor kid.
He's really the best one. He's rolling with his dad now. They're tight. You can still see they're tight. But at some moment, that's all going to change.
Without a doubt.
That's all going to change. When he gets into the NBA and a coach says, hey, this guy's
how
a
fucking
clown.
How hard are other players going to go at him on the court?
Oh, my God.
You think he's going to call
they're
his coach?
They're going to come at him all the time.
Call his coach about playing time?
Oh, my. It's fucked. He's acting like he's a 13-year-old kid. Like, his dad's acting like he's a 13-year-old kid. Mm-hmm. This guy's an adult now who's about to venture off into his own world, and you're just fucking it up. This $500 shoe for what? A UCLA basketball player?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even win a national championship, right?
Nope. Mm.
Did he win player of the year?
Nope.
Is he the best player in basketball? College basketball? Is he going to be a number one pick?
He's going to be top three, I know for sure.
Is he going to be a number one pick?
No idea.
So he's not the best player in college basketball. He's nowhere near the best player in the NBA. And he's selling shoes already? What the fuck are we doing?
He's going to, I guess, assume some coaches are going to think he's too big of a distraction versus
kind of like
he
the Tebow
to the
thing.
Team. Yeah.
Kind of like the Tebow thing or the Colin Kaepernick thing. And this is going to be a big issue, but they're going to draft him because he's really good at basketball. They're going to draft him because he's incredible at basketball. But long term effects here, he's fucked.
Well, that's the thing. Like, His brothers are good too, right? His younger brother is going into college now somewhere, right?
UCLA. I don't know where.
But yeah, like if I'm the old man, just focus on the younger kid now because you can get away with this crap in college.
Yeah, but that's the interesting thing is he's selling all three kids, but in college, I can't make any money off their name or athleticism.
No, but you can promote and do this.
He's probably getting investigated right now. He's probably getting investigated right now by the NCAA.
Hopefully.
Fuck the NCAA. Hopefully they never do anything. Fuck them. They're just idiots.
I wouldn't mind if they got this guy for something.
But
that would be cool.
Imagine, this is, hey, NCAA, you want to change everything that everybody thinks about you, except for coaches who get paid and the TV networks that get paid? Everybody else hates you? Why don't you guys just eliminate this guy from the earth?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Let's go.
You know what, though? He'd probably just send his youngest kid over to, like, Australia or something. There's really good young basketball players who don't want to do a college. They go play professionally somewhere else.
Spain,
yeah, all that shit.
Is there any good? I mean, when they say no press is bad press.
Oh, no, no. So,
is I mean, his son, are they going to monetize either way?
Darren Revelle tweeted that from everyone talking about this and blah, 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 everywhere was at, they got $50 million in free ads.
So if you only sell 10,000 pairs of shoes, that's $5 million, right? If I do the math? Do you think he sold 10,000 joke shoes? Like, I almost bought them as a joke. Like, I'm the type of guy that almost... I bought three pairs of Nurse Curries because they're such a joke.
I know a couple dudes in the New York office bought them.
Exactly.
See? What that's if the thing. It's like a novelty. That's probably why he raised the... He's like, well, I'm not going to sell as many because it's just going to be a novelty thing.
I am so fucking mind-blown right now that this guy probably just made $5 billion off of this.
His quote was, "If you, these shoes are for big ballers. You can only afford them if you're a big baller."
Yeah.
That was his selling.
Is he a big baller? Are they rich?
I don't know, man.
I don't think
his teeth.
His teeth are so fucked.
I'm glad we just thought about that.
His teeth are so
rich. He fixed him teeth.
He's
terrible fucking teeth. They're so yellow.
Mm. But I almost respect it if you're rich and you don't fix it because it's like you don't give a fuck. So now I'm gonna. I hate the way he talks. I hate the way he acts.
I
but
think
some
part of you likes him.
I think he just made $5 million. I think he just made $5 million off these.
Sure, he's How probably smarter, and we're giving him credit.
10,000 pairs. You make $5 million.
Yeah.
My fucking God.
We need
to make shoes. What I just learned is we need to make shoes.
For sure.
Mother's Day is this weekend.
Yes, it is.
And I'm releasing the Mother's Day story tomorrow on the internet. You've heard it on this show. I'm releasing it as a stand-up thing, standalone on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'll enjoy it. I was the best Mother's Day son in history. So good luck trying to keep up.
Congrats, man.
All of you. My mom still remembers that Mother's Day. Does your mom remember any Mother's Day?
Probably every single one.
Bullshit.
She likes me.
She doesn't remember Mother's Day. She probably remembers Christmas, your birthday, her birthday. But Mother's Day is just like fucking Flag Day.
Gone. She's like, yeah, you probably got me a card or something.
It's like Arbor Day? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Columbus Day. All of them. All just kind of gone. My mom remembers this Mother's Day.
Yeah,
she's not going to remember this upcoming one, though. I'm not doing anything.
Nothing at all?
I mean, I'll give her flowers or something.
Yeah, you should get her flowers.
Do we have a flower sponsor?
1-800-Flowers.com was our last one.
Yeah, we got one for, I think, the next show.
Oh, good.
That's a flower company.
But not right now.
What you could do is send her to a ball game.
Last week was
1-800-Flowers. Or to a concert.
You know what?
Oh, there's a concert coming up.
Wait,
really
how?
My mom loves live events.
Well, then what you should do, Pat, because, you know, buying tickets can be complicated and confusing.
What?
Use the simpler way to buy with SeatGeek.
Nailed it.
SeatGeek's the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to your favorite team's games. With SeatGeek's seamless mobile experience, you can buy and sell tickets with just two taps. It's really easy. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's by far the easiest way I found to shop for tickets. I just used SeatGeek a couple weeks ago to buy tickets to watch the Pacers get swept by the Cavs. And you guys want to know how easy it was?
How? Oh.
I didn't even know until the next day that I'd even purchased the tickets because turns out I actually got on the SeatGeek app, purchased some bomb-ass seats at a great low price while I was dead asleep.
What?
I also slept with Jennifer Lawrence in her mom's Kia. But
what?
I'm living proof that buying tickets on SeatGeek is so easy, you can do it in your sleep.
In my opinion, that sucks.
Same dream, only one of those things was really real. I ended up with the tickets. SeatGeek saves you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites to compare prices and amazing deals, and every purchase is fully guaranteed. Best of all, our listeners get $10 off their first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app and enter the promo code PAT today. That's promo code PAT for $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Promo code PAT That's P as in pick up your phone and download the app. Oh. A as in all you have to do is download the app.
Wow.
And T as in take time after this show to download the app. What do we need to do, Diggs?
Download the app.
That's what we want you to do because it's the best ticketing platform you're ever going to find.
Surprise, motherfucker.
SeatGeek is the greatest. There's no question about it. We were at an event last Friday that had some other ticket venue
mm-hmm.
being promoted.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And what did we do? We walked up and said,
surprise, motherfucker.
We ain't using your shit. We flipped off, flicked off, flipped. By the way, Indiana says flipped off.
I say flick off.
My entire life when I was in Pittsburgh, I said flicked off. But I said for the first 4 years here, flicked off, flicked off, flicked off. Everybody's like, you're wrong. It's flip, flip, flip. I'm happy you guys have come out here. And I thought I was wrong my entire life. Turns out we just say flicked off in Pittsburgh.
I like it a lot more than flip.
My son used to say that. He used to say flick.
And you changed it?
He was the only person I read. Well, we just, around here, everybody says flip. But he just heard it wrong. He was real little. Like, we ran out one day, and
he heard it right.
There was other kids across the yard, and he went running out, and he was like, double flickers! And he was waving.
I never said that.
How old was your kid when you did that?
I'm like, hey, it's flippers.
How old was your kid when you did that?
He was probably 3.
I respect that a lot.
Yeah.
Throwing up middle fingers.
Mm-hmm. Throwing up a double bird at 3 years
yeah.
old.
Yeah, absolutely. We talked about this, by the way, Nick and I, yesterday while we were setting up this studio that ended up not working. when you flick or flip somebody off, what is your go-to? Do you have the thumb in or out?
Out.
Out. Thumbs out.
I'm wrapping it in.
Ugh. Your thumb in. You tuck it. You don't even let your knuckle go up at all.
Boom.
Yours is a fist.
That looks soft.
Yours is a fist with a finger.
No, this looks soft.
No,
this is how girls flip people off. If you look at every photo.
With a thumb out?
Yeah. Any girl, if you look through any photo of a girl flicking somebody off, they don't have the ability physically. It's just a genetic thing.
To close the thumb.
They can't close it.
You got to remember, this is radio, so everything you describe.
Yeah, it's true.
So the thumb out is the state of West Virginia.
Thumb out.
Mm-hmm.
If you look, that is the actual state of West Virginia right there.
Right.
Okay? So not only is that the right way to flip somebody off, mm-hmm. but
it's also the female way. So
no, yeah, it's also the – so you go fist closed, thumb over
yeah,
top.
Yeah, it's power that way. Boom, you got a fist behind it. Not.
It's like, so it's a white –
it's almost like you're like, hey, I'm – look, you're cool,
so wait,
and there's a finger up.
I'm connecting the dots.
I'm hitchhiking.
That's a power?
No, your guys'
you
way
said this
soft.
Is power?
Yeah,
and
you
it's white, and you're a cop? Wow.
Surprise, surprise.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
With your soft-ass flicks.
I go thumb out, though.
Yeah.
And I go pointer finger one-third of the way up my middle finger. I can actually see it on the knuckle there. One third of the way up, it's a comfortable flick or flip.
Like a gun almost.
And I enjoy flipping people off. I mean, a lot of people know that.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it. It's my – I flipped off Guy Fieri's manager.
You did?
Yeah. Flipped him off.
Good.
Said, hey, see you later. Flipped him off. We're out of here.
You know at that like party?
Yeah, at that party. Hey, man. See you later. He was nice, though. He was cool. He laughed and everything like that.
Yeah.
We went down to kick off the derby thanks to untuckit.com. They got us derby fresh. We went down to a party with Bullseye Event Group, who is not a sponsor, but they're the ones who put the party on. And it was Guy Fieri's party. And I've been with a lot of people who have been paid to be at a party.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never been the person that's paid to do it because I think it's a little ridiculous. But I've been with people who are, you know, people would actually come to a club to see and party with.
Right.
Normally, the process is the person parties with the people. Right. Like, that's the purpose. You're paying to go.
Oh, is that what's supposed to happen?
Yeah. Like, you're paying to go to a party with the person there. So you're just assuming that they're going to party,
correct,
at least visual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The party we went to was not like that.
Nope.
Guy Fieri was the guy who I am a fan of. I watch DDD. I'm a fan of DDD.
Too.
I like everything he does. But that party, he was just in corners, like hiding out in corners, either on the patio.
Like a little bitch.
Whoa, you don't need to be that aggressive. Nick hated him before the trip. Diggs, you just took a shot. That's tactical Diggs that just said that.
Yeah, you just threw an axe.
But he was hanging out in corners. He wasn't really partying with the people.
Yeah, so I don't know if that was his decision or the venue or manager or whatever, but he was definitely not approachable.
Doesn't sit well with the People's Podcast.
Yeah, exactly. We consider ourselves here the official People's Podcast. I was out there drinking and taking pictures with people.
Absolutely.
$0.
Yeah.
This is not a party we were at. We just went to party. Like,
right,
hey, we're untuckit.com is giving us clothes to wear, mm-hmm, and paying us to go to a party. We're like, well, yep, we'll go. We show up. We're in the middle there. It's hard to find. The food, though, was incredible.
Ooh,
yeah, the really food, good. The Guy Fieri food, which is what I'm a fan of, was great. But he was nowhere to be. I think he was partying. I don't know. I talked to him at the end of the night.
I don't get it.
I don't know if he was partying. Or
I mean, everybody there knew you were. You were out there. Nobody bothered you. Like,
no, we're partying. Yeah, that's what this is. Party. This is a party.
He may have designed the recipe. He didn't cook that shit, though.
No, he had a bunch of people wearing guy hats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, pretty cool. Pretty cool move.
They were team guy. Team guy cooked it.
Guy team.
Yeah.
The guy team. But anyway, it was his recipes.
It's probably a big phony. I'm just glad you guys got to see it firsthand.
Yeah, you hate him so much.
Yeah.
Why do you hate him?
He was corny.
I'm team Nick.
Mm. So you hate him?
Yeah.
You both hate him.
Yeah, yep. He's a big nerd.
At Nick Maraldo, at Tactical Digs, hate Guy Fieri.
At me, bro.
Why? Why do you hate him?
I think he's corny. I think he's fake. I think I don't like his stupid little catchphrases.
Which one?
He doesn't entertain me whatsoever.
I did ask him.
I don't
him
know
how
that he does the Flavortown thing. Like, that's
you,
the
how many
thing
cooking shows have you seen? How many cooking shows have you seen though, where the person actually has like an original personality that you can hang your head
on? I don't
on?
Know. I don't mind Bobby None. Flay. I'm cool with Bobby
I
Flay.
I like Bobby Flay a lot.
No,
Bobby Flay's good, but he can't do a one man thing. He's not that talented.
Okay, well then
so he has
don't
to be on
it.
The team.
No, he tried fucking Mrs. Gold, and I fuck Bobby Flay.
Yeah,
Robert Irvine. I'm a big fan of Robert Irvine.
Yeah. That's not is that not true? Did that not happen in real life?
I mean, in your mind, just let it roll. If it happened in Entourage, it happened in real life. You should have seen whenever Vince and that porn star were really dating in real life. It was crazy. What was her name?
Speaking of
Sasha Gray.
Sasha Gray.
We know someone who took thinking movies were real life a little too serious this weekend.
Oh, rest in peace. Jesus, why'd you even bring that up?
I don't know.
This is going to be a big story at some point, though, whenever this gets out.
New York Times picked it up.
It's going to get gigantic whenever somebody picks up. Dr. Phil's going to pick it up, and it's going to be a big story. Sad situation.
Tell us about it.
Oh, I don't know if we should.
We shouldn't?
I don't know if we should. A girl
but here it comes.
We know real well, like hung out with. I have a couple
From
friends
home,
who have
like
dated
your
her.
Home area?
Hung out with a lot.
Hung out a lot okay. with. One drank my, with, partied with a lot.
One of my best friends dated her for like a year and a half.
Yeah.
He's going to marry this girl. She played college soccer, was very successful, liked by everybody.
Mm-hmm. She made a big mistake.
A big oopsie. Yeah, it was big.
Based on a movie. She tried to replicate something from a movie.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
The Mummy 2, to be exact.
Yeah,
the
and
Mummy
she said
two,
that to
not
the
even
cops.
A good movie.
Yeah, said that to the cops. Really? She ended up. This
she
is
got arrested. Okay,
this so is going to take a terrible turn here in about 4 seconds.
So she got arrested.
For murdering her father because she broke up with her fucking fiance.
And in The Mummy 2, something about relationships, you're supposed to stab your dad in the middle of the chest.
Bang. She did that. This is out of nowhere.
Was she on bath salts or something?
She had to be on something.
She had to be on something.
Had to be. But this story is going to be. Dr. Phil's going to pick this story up.
Oh, man.
Like, rest in peace to her dad. Like, that's so sad. Our high school right now, people at our high school and our hometown, I think, are completely mind blown by everything fucking going on here. Because we're all friends with this girl, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, murder.
Oh, like, my God. Plumboro.
East Hills of Pittsburgh has some crazy shit going on right now. I'm happy you guys moved out of the area. Happy you came to Indiana.
It's getting dangerous.
I haven't
something.
Lived there for 10 years. But
I think that story, though, it's a true story. It's shit's weird.
Well, I can't wait to hear what she was on. She definitely was on something that sent her.
Speaking of cops.
Synthetic or something.
What's that? We don't have the sound effect.
Yeah, we do.
I don't think we do. We do have it.
Behind the badge.
When that beat,
bass really
bass,
kicks in
yeah,
these.
When that thing drops, I mean, it's a good time. That's a good beat. Shout out DJ Lemmy Vice. Making great beats.
Killed it.
Yeah, that thing in Plum was wild. And I couldn't imagine what the cops were thinking there. Couldn't imagine whenever they showed up and go, what the fuck is going on here? That's so sad. So sad. Hope everybody that's affected by that's okay. But goddamn, that is a crazy story. Somebody we hung out with a lot that did that.
Yeah.
Could be anybody. Make sure you're watching out for people. That's the first thing. But we have a very great luxury on this show. We happen to have a man who was dressed in the fine blues for a couple of years. Then for 21 years, he's been representing the state police. This is a portion we like to call behind the badge. It humanizes police, makes you realize that they go through tough and difficult and dumb shit on a regular basis, just like you or I do at our jobs. For instance, a cameraman didn't show up today. Huh. Very interesting. This is the bullshit I have to go through now that I've retired. But cops, it's a whole different ballgame. Todd McComas, ladies and gentlemen, take it away.
Listener Mitch, question.
You got a question, right?
Slid in our DMs.
Okay.
All right.
Sean, SWilk1125.
Thank you, Sean.
Had a question for Behind the Badge. School police officer came in to talk to my class the other day. Said that if you're ever pulled over and are desperate to not get a ticket, you can just rat someone out for selling drugs. He said most cops will let you off the hook since you helped them out. Is this true?
What school did they walk in? What?
So this is like a DARE officer.
Yeah, probably.
School resource.
Our high school actually had a real cop.
Right, you guys had one at your school,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we had a real cop.
He was a real cop. But he's a bad cop. He's a real bad cop. Because he's teaching little kids, for one, to be a rat.
Yeah. Don't be a rat.
Yeah. And to be a rat at very low stakes. It's a speeding ticket.
Don't want a ticket?
Yeah. Like, you're going to pull out, hey, I'll let you off the speeding ticket if you give away some drug deal. First of all, it's offensive to me even to assume that I would know people like that or it could help you. Secondly, it's a fucking speeding ticket. Who gives a shit? I'll pay it.
Hi, do you know why I pulled you over? Yep. And let me tell you what. My neighbor, I know, he's selling marijuana. There's cars coming in and out of there every day. Okay, let me take that information out and leave. Is that what they think is going to happen?
These are fifth graders, too, and they're usually the grade where
do we have fifth graders listening?
No.
Oh, yikes.
No. Fuck them. Nope. Don't like them. Don't want anything about them. I hate everybody that tries to sell to kids. The NFL tries to sell to kids. The WWE is attempting to sell to kids. Everything that just attempts and turns their entire marketing plan to little kids is the fucking worst shit on TV.
And that's what the DARE program is for fifth graders. He's in there telling fifth graders
to be a rat.
To be snitches or rats.
A fucking
They're
rat.
In fifth grade.
I think we're assuming a lot here.
No, we're not. We just figured it out, Diggs. We don't need to fact check here. This is a comedy podcast. But
everything
you said.
Uh-huh.
Because I was around a situation where you were talking to somebody who was thinking about ratting somebody out.
Yeah.
And you said, like, when you rat, it's a dangerous. Like, being a rat is an incredibly dangerous.
My cousin.
Yes.
Yeah, my cousin was talking about going to sign up and being a foreman for the cops. And I was like, don't do it, man. Because I'm close. You know, I love my cousin. I don't want him. And I'm like, don't do it. And to be honest, I just know my cousin, too. I'm like, you're just going to keep fucking up and end up in prison anyway. So why rat out?
Why be a rat and a prisoner?
Yeah, exactly.
But is it have you – this is an interesting thing because mm-hmm. you'd assume that the people who become rats, they go into witness protection, they get taken care of for the rest of their life, nobody ever hears again, blah, blah, blah. Is that how it works or this low-level rattiness? How does that work out?
Yeah, you're just on your own afterward. You're going to eventually – they're going to know who you are eventually if it goes to court long enough. I mean, you can be kept confidential through the whole process unless it goes to trial. Then you have to testify.
Right in front of their face.
Yeah. So then it's
that's
up
like
to you.
That was Whitey Bulger's thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
When Whitey went to trial, because he was gone for what, 15 years, 20 mm-hmm. years? And all of his old boys, they had to go to court and they thought Whitey was gone forever and dead. And they said, well, Whitey Bulger did this, Whitey Bulger did that. So then Whitey Bulger comes back, the most notorious Irish criminal of all time out of Boston.
Mm-hmm.
They all, who ratted on him earlier, all had to sit in front of him and rat on him in the face.
Right.
And boy, why was that not on TV? Like the Casey Anthony one? Whitey Bulger started yelling at all of them in the middle of the courtroom, calling them everything under the sun.
Yeah.
Whitey Bulger's a bad guy.
The FBI kept on it all. That's why it wasn't publicized. The FBI was trying to squash the whole thing because they had all these dirty agents that were wrapped up in it.
How often does that happen? When you were working, you worked in the drug force.
Yeah.
Drugs. Did you have any of your coworkers get caught like doing shady business, selling drugs that they found or stuff like that?
None of my direct coworkers, but since I've been, we personally discovered that these three Indianapolis cops were robbing drug dealers on the side.
Like fucking American Gangster?
Yeah, and keeping the drugs and money.
I don't hate that.
That's American Gangster. You do hate that.
Yeah.
I do?
Yeah, those guys in American Gangster who fucking were threatening Frank Lucas' life, that's them.
He was a dick, but
Frank Lucas?
No. The True guy. Bo. Who said you better call before you come over
Josh
the bridge.
Brolin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck him. But
Josh Brolin in real life, cool dude.
Yeah, but like the idea of it, I'm fine with.
Really? You're okay with these cops? Just
yeah, it's Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Give from the rich, steal from the rich, give to the poor? they're stealing from drug dealers. They're mm-hmm. robbing drug dealers mm-hmm. and selling to yeah. other drug dealers.
We had two incidents of it. One.
That's terrible.
We discovered because we were doing a wiretap on some real, like, big-time drug dealers.
How big-time? When you're talking big-time, what do you mean?
It was coming in from Mexico.
How
through,
big?
Through direct.
How much money?
Connect. Fuck, I don't.
Which cartel?
$100,000, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Really? Were yeah. you dealing with, like, million-dollar operations, too, and shit like that?
Yeah, I mean, if it's wiretap, it's pretty big. You know what I mean? You only give it to you for little cases. So
you're wiretapping a drug dealer, and what happens?
Yeah. I mean, this was actually for the DEA, so it was even a DEA case. Mm. So they were used to using our wire room. So we're listening to our – it was a Hispanic guy, and he had a white girlfriend, right? They lived together, and mm-hmm. they were kind of the head of the Indiana
She was fat,
Indiana
for sure,
Ridge.
By the way. I'm just guessing there, but I've seen a lot. The Amigos love fat white women. They love it.
Yeah, but this was meth, so she was real skinny.
Oh, she was jacked yeah. up, like North Korea.
Right, right. I was going to say she's brunette, but she's blonde now.
Yeah.
When it went from
– blonde right. or redhead.
So she makes a call Anyways. And she to him and says, hey, the cops just came here, hit us with a warrant, and they got up in the attic and took all the money. But I think something's not right. And he says, did they leave a copy of the warrant? Because this dude's been around. He knows you got to leave a copy of the warrant after. And she's like, no, they didn't leave nothing. They just came in, they took the money, and they were gone. Mm.
Oh, so you guys are like, wait a minute, now we got cop impersonators.
Right. Well, our first thought really was just like, okay, well, now we got a problem because these guys are going to all dump their phones now because they're all hinked up because the police just hit them, and you're supposed to deconflict that shit. You just fucking ruined our case probably. So the prosecutor contacts the other drug unit that they suspected did this one and said, hey, I need a copy of that warrant. The supervisor's like, okay, no problem. He goes to the guys, need a copy of that warrant. And they're like, oh, for what? And he tells them the prosecutor's looking for it. So then all of a sudden a warrant shows up, got a judge's signature on it, right? So the prosecutor takes it and compares it to other search warrants she's had from that same judge. It's like, that ain't the judge's signature. That's fucking forged.
So they tried to cover it
up.
This is
13 trail.
Blocks.
Yeah, yeah,
That
yeah,
movie
yeah.
13 Blocks.
So next
you ever see that movie?
I know they got in with a fake warrant in Training Day.
Yeah. Wow, you guys do fake warrants all the time. Not you guys, but
yeah,
cops
guys
use
did.
Fake warrants all the time.
No,
well,
you
they
taught.
Just didn't even use a warrant.
Do you think they learned that from movies?
I think movies are obviously that's really happened, so then they put it in movies.
So you end up busting those guys, they go to jail?
Yeah,
forever?
We actually did a wiretap on them. We listened to them rob drug dealers for like months, and then they got indicted federally, went to prison the rest of their lives.
Are they in jail forever?
Yeah, pretty much.
Damn.
Good for you. Fuck them.
Yeah.
So these are the stories you never hear about, cops busting other cops,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You only hear about cops. That's what happens here. You know what? I can't do it because the thing. That's what behind the badge is the difference. Did you? I mean, I've never heard of a cop actually arresting other cops.
I mean, I know it's happened. I've seen movies.
Well, I've probably worked five. I've been part of five or six
but no,
investigations
I've never heard.
Against cops that put cops in prison.
Not yeah. all cops are good people.
No. You got bad apples everywhere.
Not all waiters are good people.
That's right. Sometimes waiters steal from
not,
their employees.
Not all football players are good people. Every single profession has assholes that work in it. And whenever you try to lump them all together, it's not good. Just like every race has assholes in it. Whenever
all,
you lump it together, it's not good.
Not all podcasters are good people.
I agree.
We not have, all chefs are good people. Actually, most chefs are pretty bad people, I feel like.
Yeah,
most chefs are dicks.
They're very high horsey. Mm-hmm. Very high horsey. Mm-hmm. I talked to a guy, though. He was really nice to me. It was a very fake conversation, but it was one of them. It was literally for 4 minutes at the end,
mm-hmm.
five
yeah.
minutes at the end, and then we left. I just don't understand the whole sitting in corners thing, because he probably got paid a lot of money to be there.
I would assume.
Probably got paid a lot of money to
I
be
would
there.
Think it would at least cost 50 G's to get him to come in there and hang out for a couple hours.
Got a cool cell phone holder, though.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Didn't you? Are you still using it?
Yep. We're not going to mention who it is until
go time.
Until they pay us. But
cool. Cool dudes, too.
Good guys. Really good guys.
They
Thanks for listening
guys.
To our show. I mean, they're a cool phone case.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I don't use phone cases. I can't. I tried it for that night. I hate it. I go raw.
I still have it on.
I go raw. But you guys are all phone case people.
I have the rechargeable one.
I'm always against protection in all aspects of life. But
you said sex, too. You had
he
to. We
literally
get
said, I'm against protection in all aspects.
Yeah.
That's the most Freudian thing I've ever heard.
I honestly did not do that.
That's such an
but that's what you said.
I know what I said.
That's such a recipe for AIDS.
AIDS isn't real.
That's an AIDS recipe.
AIDS isn't still around.
So whenever it's vaginal, you definitely wrap up at the ass. I feel like that's just yours.
I said ass.
In all ass sex. Yeah.
I thought we were just thinking about the word sex.
No, you said ass.
Oh, I did. That's interesting. Good. Yeah, that's interesting.
We just learned a lot about old Diggs, didn't we?
Diggs, no, we didn't. No.
Yeah, we did.
But Diggs, you're looking pretty good now, I'd say. Working out.
Thanks,
buddy. People are mistakenly take you as an overweight person.
Yeah, we're fucking
large. You and I are the exact same size. We wear the same size pants.
Mm-hmm.
We are the same height. But if we were to go, I would say this. If we were to go to...
Oh, that's a compliment coming from a 45-year-old man?
Nope. The answer is no. I know what you're doing right now.
If we were to go to a suit store...
Oh, my God.
And pick a suit off the rack that's the exact same size and put that suit on...
No way.
We're going to look weird because we're actually, even though same size, we're built differently. You have big, powerful legs.
Dickhead just came in here and used a fake compliment to get to an ad read.
Yep. Completely fake compliment. Did not mean it. Did not mean it at all.
You have big, powerful legs. For instance, I do not.
Okay.
I have big, powerful arms and chest and general upper torso. You do not. So one size does not fit.
So hold on. Just to go back to that fake compliment. He didn't mean any of that.
No, I know.
Yeah, all right.
And then he just told me I have a weak upper body.
Yeah, your whole upper body's weak.
Just compared to me.
It's not a lie.
One size does not fit all, for sure. Indochino is making it easy, guys, to get a perfectly tailored suit at an incredible price. Choose from hundreds of top-quality fabrics and personalize your suit just the way you want it. By the way, Indochino's now the largest made-to-measure menswear brand in the world. Here's how it works. Visit a showroom or shop online at Indochino.com. Pick your fabric, choose your customization, submit your measurements, place your order, and wait for it to arrive in just a few weeks. Easy shopping, perfect fit, easy peasy, perfect squeezy. This week, our listeners can get any premium.
We used that last time, too, and I didn't know how to react.
I'm going to make it their new. I want them to make that their tagline.
Easy peasy, perfect squeezy.
Why are they not using that? It's a good suit. Come on.
So they have not told you to say that? That
no.
Is strictly your marketing?
I want them to start using that.
Good for you. Hey, Indochino, let me tell you what you need to be saying. Easy peasy, perfect squeezy.
Yeah. Easy shopping, perfect fit. Easy peasy, perfect squeezy.
Are we done? Is that it?
No.
Okay.
This
good.
Week, this is the like... most important part, Diggs. This week, our listeners get any premium Indochino suit for just $379 at Indochino.com when entering the promo code PAT at checkout. 50% off the regular price for a made-to-measure premium suit, plus shipping is free. That's Indochino.com, promo code PAT. Any premium suit, $379, free shipping. That's an incredible deal. For a suit that will fit you better than anything off the rack ever could. Spell out Indochino, Indochino.com.
Wedding season.
Really good lighting
wedding
in here.
Wedding season. Just, a lot of good shadows for great lighting.
Yeah, great lighting in here. We just found out while Todd was reading.
Yeah.
My biceps got shadows underneath them. I like this place. I don't know how haunted it is.
I bet we don't have a camera in here.
How many ad reads did we have today?
We have four ad reads.
Hey, great cash, homie.
We're moving along pretty well, guys. I appreciate it. Time for some final thoughts at Tactical Diggs. Go ahead.
So, have you guys seen Home Alone 2 Lost in New York?
Yes, I've seen them all.
You know the guy who works behind the desk at the hotel?
Yep, the snooty guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, do you remember the part where the light comes on when he had his brilliant idea?
Yep.
Above his head?
Yep.
This is what happens every time this light... Above Vibbert's head. Let me paint this picture. I am looking straight at Jeff Vibbert.
Right.
And the light is that turns on and off from the ghost all episode is right above his head. So every time it turns on, I have a Lost in 2 New York moment.
You know what? It's kind of like that. There it is. It just turned off. While we're talking about it, it just turned off. It's like the Tales from the Crypt type thing going on with Vibbs over there. Kind of light off, light on, some shadows.
Yeah. I'm just going to watch him like float away one of these.
Anyways, we're going to be here for another month and a half, so you guys just get tucker in, buddy. Mm-hmm. It's going to be good, us and a ghost. Nick Marotta, final thoughts.
I know we're going to get tweeted about this, so I'm going to make it just clear now that we didn't get to the Jim Kong segment today.
Yeah.
There will be more on the next episode.
There's a lot going on.
There are some circumstances out of our control, so you know, we'll make it up to you.
Yep.
Wait for a big one.
No, we got an email.
Hmm?
It's a lie. I was going to try to run with, like, we had somebody reach out to us from North Korea. Mm-hmm.
We did.
Did we?
Mm-hmm.
Good. They detained two Americans. There's an update. They detained two Americans. Why the fuck are two Americans there? Get out of North Korea. That's like going to Syria right now. Get the fuck out of there.
Yeah,
killed the head guy of ISIS, by the way. Good for us. Killed the head guy of ISIS. Special Forces, Army Rangers went in there and killed him.
All right. Rangers got one.
Silencers?
With Afghan commandos, too.
So that's good, because I kind of felt like we love the Seals, but I kind of felt like they were being ball hogs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they were getting all the big hits on big terrorists.
Army Rangers are impressive, too. We got some Army Ranger friends.
Yeah.
Going to give them a call. They've been training, so there's some other shit going on. But good for us going ahead, guy of ISIS.
Yeah.
It's only, what, a couple months we've been going after him, and we've already killed the head fucking guy? Mm-hmm. Could have been doing this fucking 5 years ago. That would have been great.
Why did you look at me like it was my fault?
Yeah, it is your fucking fault. It's all the people on the internet. Oh, let's leave them. It's safe and happiness. Yeah, they're just cutting off fucking heads.
Yeah, they're bad. All they're right? bad.
Let's go to war. Let's end them. Anyways, at Tom McComas, final thoughts.
This is a final thought for all the fifth graders that listen to this podcast. Don't rat out your friends, man. Definitely don't do it over a speeding ticket. If you're going to rat out your friends, it better be over something serious.
I agree. Don't be a rat.
Yeah. It's a general life.
It's just not a good idea. I mean, unless you're saving, if you're putting a terrible person in jail for the rest of their lives, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Abby and Libby thing that we had $200,000, put that fucker in jail forever.
Yeah.
But if it's a drug deal situation, don't risk your life for that fucking thing. Take the speeding ticket.
Yeah. It's a speeding ticket.
It's a speeding ticket.
Pay it. You can go to defensive driving. It'll or be don't gone in 6 months.
The guy on the ones and twos, he's our new guy. As soon as we get his microphone working, it'll be good. Host of Things You Missed. He's been listening along. He's our producer. By the way, Vibs, how you doing, man?
Feeling great. Feeling great right now. Might need to look up the classifieds and find a new job if this doesn't sound well. So.
Yeah, we went through this whole thing yesterday and tested this, and it worked great. And then we get here today, showtime, it fails.
Yeah.
It's okay. No cameraman either, so you're not on the bottom of the totem pole.
I showed up.
Yeah, you're here. That's a good spot. Things You Miss airs Monday, Wednesday, Friday on Barstool Heartland's Facebook, and you should check it out. Anyways, and Twitter, I think.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's on the Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Vibbert, final thoughts.
Yeah, just test things more than once before you start doing it. That's my final thought. That's on me, though. That's on me.
Yeah, that one's on you. That one's on you. Jeff Vibbert is a young little fella. Looks like Rachel Maddow. But you'll enjoy him on Things You Missed. And for me, here's my final thought. I wrote this down yesterday. If there isn't a Mexican restaurant titled Behind the Wall yet, I'm worried about America's ability to make the best of a negative situation. And that's our show. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you on Thursday.